up. What can you see? I'll let you know where it is. Yeah, his name is, Hey, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, he was a terrible word. A heads up, they were leaving from Florida the next week. He said, what Anna games you're doing in the next week? And I told him, he said, we'll be listening. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fairly common last name. Yeah. Jump just ended. What time were we in the clock? Cloud cover, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Port Recovery, and is attending Sydney's at St. Mary's. That was the end of jump. We better. You want? Good evening to you, high school football fans. Hello, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie tonight to kick off the 2018 high school football campaign right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It is football game number 150 on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck, since our start back in 2007, and here on Scores, we've covered every Fort Laramie-Minster game since 2008. Minster's won the last six. Fort Laramie's last victory over Minster was in 2013, 21-18. That was head coach Garen Stokes' first year at Minster. He's since reeled off six in a row against the Redskins, who have a new first-year head coach in Spencer Wells. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens here tonight, Chuck, because Fort Laramie returns a few more starters, a few more letter winners than Minster if the Redskins are going to knock off Minster and end that six-game losing streak. It might be tonight.
Well, yeah, Minster, not necessarily young, but inexperienced as starters. But the way they have played football the last few years, these kids are waiting for their turn, and they don't want to be the ones that let the fans down. So I think Minster is going to be a really good football team. Maybe not tonight,
right,
but before the end of the season, they certainly will be.
Very well said. Excellence breeds excellence. Tradition in football established at Minster. For example, state champs a year ago, 11-4 overall record, 4-4 in the MAC.
Yeah, that, no embarrassment there.
6-4 regular season mark. Last three games in the playoffs held opponents to 0-7-7. And in the state semifinal win and in the state championship win, those two schools, the opponents against Minster, came into those games with just one loss between them. And Minster held them both to just one touchdown.
Yeah, they were playing by far their best football at the end of the season, which is what you want to do. And since Stokes has been there, that's exactly what they've done. They start, they build, and by the time they get to the end of the season, nobody wants to play them. And I have a feeling it might go that way again this year.
Case in point, Chuck, 2 years ago, Minster state runners-up, 10-5 overall, 4-4 in the MAC, again came on like gangbusters at the end of the regular season. Minster lost in the regional championship game to Fort Recovery 3 years ago, finished 10-3 on the campaign, 6-2 in the MAC. Minster was state championship quality in head coach Garen Stokes' second year back in 2014, 12-3 overall, 5-3 in the MAC. And in Garen's initial season against Fort Laramie, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Redskins did get the measure of the Wildcats by a score of 21-18. Minster was 6-4 overall in that season. Fort Laramie Redskins may throw the ball a bit more this year than they have in the past. Who knows? We'll see. Didn't throw it very well in scrimmages. I think to beat Minster, Chuck, you've got to be able to put the football up in the air successfully now and again. And, you know, high school teams, as the seasons go along, perform at their best when they can throw about any time they want to.
Well, I mean, that first year that Minster won the state, their passing attack was second to none.
Yep.
I would say any division.
Yes.
I mean, those young men could play. But when you look at the roster for Fort Laramie, there's a lot more names that I recognize, especially in the skill spots for Laramie, than I do when I look down the roster for Minster. I think that, you know, that's going to help Laramie some, but you're right. They're not going to be able to live on handing the ball off between the tackles. If you can, that's a great way to win a football game, but I don't think they can do that tonight.
Unlike a year ago when these two clubs featured rock-solid senior quarterbacks, Siegel for Fort Laramie, Hulsman for Minster, we've got a sophomore and a junior starting tonight.
Right.
For Fort Laramie, Colin Moore, a 6-foot, 190-pound 10th grader. He's at the helm to run the show. And for Minster, it's a recognizable last name, Jacob Niemeyer, 6'1", 170. He is a junior, has two older brothers, John and Adam. Adam just got through with a pitching career at the Ohio State University.
Yeah, he was terrific. He was fun to watch. Minster's, they've got the names. They've got the one place where I think they have the advantage over Laramie is they've got their system in place. Laramie is still trying to get to where they want to be, and they're still trying to tweak, especially offensively. I think defensively, you kind of just go to the spots, but offensively, Minster has an advantage knowing the system better than the Loramie kids know their system right now.
Right. Head coach Spencer Wells, in his initial year at Fort Loramie, he is a graduate of Delphi St. John's High School and has some experience playing football for outstanding high school head coaches, including Todd Schulte and Tim Goodwin, with whom he worked while he was a student teacher. So Spencer has got a fine background. He's a Bowling Green grad. I talked with Spencer earlier in the week, and he had these comments for us on his coaching career at Delphi St. John's.
And the fact that I can't see the computer, I'm hoping I'm getting ready to play the right one.
Or I should say his playing career at Delphi St. John's.
I graduated from Delphi St. John's back in 2006 and, you know, really enjoyed my time as a Blue Jay. You know, I got to be around some, you know, really amazing coaches and play for some great ones, and our teammates. We, you know, was a part of a state championship team my senior year, and you know, Coach Schulte, and learning a lot from that program and how they do it, and that was definitely a blessing. And you know, I knew then that I wanted to coach. I wanted to get into a school setting, and so that's what I did. I went to BG. I graduated in 2010. Then my first teaching job was at Marion Local. I was a long-term sub there, and so that was really neat to be able to kind of go to a rival, and obviously a lot of success there as well with what Coach Goodwin's done. And so I learned a lot in that year, and was able to coach football, basketball, baseball, did a little bit of everything while I was at Marion. But you know, I needed a full-time teaching job.
Sure.
And so from that point on, I've been a full-time teacher and an assistant coach at Allen East, Salina, and then the last 3 years at Walpauk. And, you know, definitely excited here to get my first head coaching opportunity at Fort Loramie. And I think even more exciting is that my wife and I, we've been able to move into the community to get a teaching job here. You know, I know that I'm really excited about being an intervention specialist in the high school. We're about a week into it, and I've already really enjoyed it, and the kids that I've worked with, and meeting the different staff members. So definitely blessed to be able to teach here as well. And, you know, we're excited to get things started here Friday. So,
With the exception of Brad Frilling, a brand new cadre of assistant coaches, the teamwork has been outstanding. You're really pleased.
Yeah. You know, the assistant coaches we have this year are all local guys, Loramie guys, with the exception of Jacob Sager. He's an Anna guy. But other than that, you know, we go down the list. Mike Magato has done a nice job coaching the offensive line alongside Jacob Sager. On the offensive side, we also have Nick Turner, who's coached here in the past, that came back to the program coaching running backs. Trey Bargie's new to the program coaching receivers, but he played here, you know, has a lot of pride for this school, and he's done a great job on the offensive side. On the defensive side, as you mentioned, you know, Brad Frilling being the defensive coordinator, and I'm excited for Brad, and I've been very, very impressed. And he's dove right in, and you can see the players respect him. You know, he's our all-time leading tackler here, and so it's easy for them to respect him, right? And so he's done a nice job. And then Cody Albers is also on the defensive side, defensive backs, former player, and Nate Meyer, a former player, is also the linebackers coach. So we got a little bit of mix of everything. Jim Fortman is coaching defensive line alongside Coach Frilling as well, and yeah, I'm definitely excited to have those guys on board.
Spencer Wells, first-year head coach, Fort Loramie football, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Minster. In layman's terms, how would you describe the look of Fort Loramie football this year in 2018?
Offensively, you're going to see a lot of different formations, a combination of quick passing, drop back passing, sprint outs, screens. And so we try to be very multiple offensively. And but at the same time, you know, we want to run the football. And and that's going to be what we really focus on. And I think if you want to have success later in the year, week 11, 12, and so on in the playoffs, you got to be able to run the football, and you got to be able to be physical. So we've been really focused on that offensively. The guys have responded really well. You know, I'm excited about our unit. I think we have a nice mix of skill and offensive linemen. You know, our offensive line led by Logan Siegel and Colin Dietrich, Josh Pangalinan, who's back as a center for us, those three guys up front, have done a great job. I think Grandin, Wally, and Griffin Meyer are starting tackles that are new to the offensive line, starting for us. I think that, you know, they've been really committed and they've shown a lot of pride in what they do. So I'm excited about what we can do up front. At quarterback, I'm excited for Colin Moore. He's a sophomore, but he's really come on, and you can just tell that he understands the game. He's a smart kid. He's very athletic, and you know, I'm excited for him to earn that opportunity to lead our offense. At running back spot, Nick Brandewey is definitely one of our leaders. He was an underclassman that was nominated by his teammates to be a captain for us, and I think that says a lot about how the guys view Nick, and he's a tough kid, and that's why we have him at that running back spot, and we need him to be a physical playmaker for us there. Our receivers, Mason Kemper and Ben Barhorst, have a good mix of speed. Mason's a size guy for us at 6'4 on the edge that, you know, we want to try to get him the ball in space and see what he can do. And then returning Carter Mesher, who is probably our fastest guy on our team. And so we'll look to get him involved as both a running back and a wide receiver. He's kind of a dual threat guy for us. And then C.J. Billing at tight end. So very multiple looks offensively, but we're going to really focus on running the football and trying to present the pass game in a lot of different ways. Defensively, we're a base 4-3 defense. We also have the capability to run our nickel package depending on the team that we're playing. Our nickel we save for more passing teams. So
sure.
We've worked both, and Brad and the defensive coaches have done a great job getting that installed. You know, I think you see our coaches on a daily basis stress pursuit of the football, be physical. And we've seen that translate. You know, I think we've played physical in both our scrimmages. We pursue well the football. And right now, I think the focus is just everybody doing their job and following the details and playing as a unit. And when we do that, we've seen that we can have a really strong group on that side of the ball. So I've been very happy with our defensive progress.
Yeah, you mentioned preseason scrimmages. Nice win against Elida, a potent program, and you played extremely well in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good start. I think everyone was excited to, you know, you go through the camp days in July and your two-a-days, and you're excited to go hit somebody else, and that was a good start for us. You know, the film showed we had a lot to clean up, but it was a good start. I think we played with physicality. We were able to run the football, and that's something that we're going to look to do on a weekly basis. Our second scrimmage with Spencerville was another great look for us. You know, I think we learned a lot about ourselves at scrimmage, that we can be physical, but we have to have more attention to detail. And so that's been a theme that we've been focused on all week. And I think the guys are doing a great job. We had a great practice yesterday, and you hear them saying the same thing. Focus on the details. Do your job. And so that's going to be kind of the theme of the week for us.
And detail concentration may be the difference in the game between Fort Loramie and Minster tonight.
Yeah, you know, you watch Minster on film, and, you know, they're well-coached, they play fast, they're physical, and I think it's really a matchup of similar teams. So, as you said, it's going to be the attention to detail, the focus, I think, who responds well to adversity, and, that, you know, very likely to make the difference in the ball game tonight.
Spencer Wells, first-year head coach at Fort Loramie, was a fine quarterback for Delta St. John's in 2005 on that state championship team. He played defensive back as well. And in a big win in the tournament run, Wells knocked down a pass near the end zone. Delta St. John's trailed Marion Local 14-0 at one time, came back to win it 28-21, and Fort Loramie's head coach was a key in that Delta St. John's upset of Marion Local en route to a state title.
That's two really terrific football programs right there.
Oh, you can say that again. Head coach Wells noting the fact that his team's got to pay attention to detail, the little things. And oftentimes, Chuck, in opening games, those are elements that are missed. And the team that makes the fewer mistakes and executes a little bit better will win this contest.
Well, you talk about turnovers, and those are big in every game, but penalties early in the season, you know, especially if you're trying to run the ball and you get behind the downs by having a 10-yard, 15-yard penalty, and then you know, those are the things that they have to avoid tonight, and they have to sustain drives, and that's going to be key for them.
As Spencer succeeds Whit Parks, who did a quality job as the mentor of the Fort Loramie program. Last year, Fort Loramie 8-3 on the year, dropped two games to Minster. Wildcats then went on to win the state championship, as we've noted. That's two in 5 years under head coach Garen Stokes, with whom I spoke earlier this week. And I asked Garen, hey, what were the big plays? Who were the big players? What were the significant achievements that led your club all the way to winning the state title in D7 last season?
When I look back, I reflect on last year. I think of the first thing that pops out instantly is our leadership from our seniors and what they were able to do and drive our team to do. Incredibly humble, incredibly hungry, and just demanded everybody to get to another level of what they thought they could get to. And we handled struggle really well. Mm-hmm. We were able to just bounce back and continue to fight, and ended up playing our best football right at the end of the year, because I think that our group cared about each other so much that they didn't want to let each other down. But we're going to have a hard time replacing that type of leadership and that type of toughness from those guys.
Yeah, because you have only a handful of starters back.
Yeah, and hopefully those last year's seniors left a legacy behind them that said, you know, here's how you behave, here's how you act, here's how you do things. And our seniors this year are probably the most serving and giving group of kids that we've ever been around. They want our program to be really good, and they'll do whatever it takes to get there. They're really, really conscious of their legacy and what they're leaving behind, because they haven't been the most talented group through 6 years of football.
Right.
But they do take pride in their character, and they do take pride in how they do things with people watching. So we're excited to see where they take us.
How does Garen Stokes describe his team offensively and defensively here in 2018? Formations, philosophy, schemes, so on and so forth.
Yeah, defensively it's clear. We're an odd stack, a 3-5-3. We're going to try to be aggressive and get downhill and run to the football, play a lot of cover three behind it. Offensively, we're a little bit of a mixture, kind of like a wing tee spread. Option offense, so we kind of do a little bit of everything, but we're going to try to gap scheme people and get downhill and get after it, and then take advantage of people that have to adjust to that. So hopefully we're physical in the run game.
On the offensive side of the ball, I'm sure a lot of people have been asking you, who replaces Jared Hilsman at quarterback?
Yeah, nobody replaces Jared Hilsman. He did things for us that only he could do. But
yeah.
Jacob Niemeyer is going to be our starting quarterback. He's a great kid that's worked his butt off and is excited as heck to get his chance. And he's a completely different player than Jared is, a completely different leader, and just two different styles of football. So we've adjusted things to our offense, and you know, we're not going to line up and Jacob Niemeyer is not going to carry it 42 times like Jared did. And,
right.
But Jake can do things with the football that Jared couldn't do either. So we're excited. He's a little raw and going to get his feet wet this Friday night. And we're excited to see what he can do.
Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Minster. Highlight scrimmages in the preseason. What did you see you were pleased with? What needs further work and development?
Yeah, we're always terrible in our scrimmages. We love it. We go to Bell Fountain and get out physical every year. Yeah. Then we go to Franklin with Northmont and New Richmond, three playoff teams, and end up coming out of that more physical than we were after getting beat up a little bit. And then we go to Walpock against a really well-coached and really tough, good football program. And we always know where we're at, and it always creates an urgency in our program. So we're excited. We put really bad reps on tape and go to practice and try to fix them. So our kids do a great job of being humble enough to go compete like crazy and then fix their mistakes afterwards.
So you played a tough MAC schedule already in the preseason.
Yeah, we like that. We like that. Our kids love it. You always know where you're at. You don't get overinflated by, you know, beating somebody up in a scrimmage. So we always try to get our butt kicked in scrimmages and adjust from there. So
you've had your way with Fort Loramie, beat the Redskins twice last season, opening game, then again in the playoffs. What do you expect from the Redskins in this contest tonight at Fort Loramie?
They're going to be jacked up, excited. I expect them to play really, really hard. They're as talented as they've ever been, I think, with kids everywhere that can run and athletic, and they're big up front. So this is probably the best Fort Loramie team that we've seen. So our kids know that, and we're excited. The new coaching staff over there, like, they're going to do a good job, and it's going to be a war.
It will be physical, that is for sure. All Fort Loramie Minster football games are just that. Words from Garen Stokes, head coach at Minster. Chuck, you'll be interested to know, I dug up a 2013 newspaper story. That was the year that Garen Stokes was hired as the head coach at Minster. And the lead to the story in 2013 read, as Garen Stokes stood beneath the wall of state championship team pictures in the Minster High School office, he pointed toward the photo of the 89 Division V state title team and said, "We need a few more of those." Well, he got them.
Oh, he's done a heck of a job, and he's had some talent, but he's an outstanding coach. Obviously, has good assistants with him. These towns, I mean, Minster, Fort Loramie, they have such the support of the fans, the families, the administration, the teachers, the students. I mean, this is just so much fun to come and watch this game every year.
It's the Route 66 rivalry, Fort Loramie, Minster. Minster Wildcats won the toss, deferred. They will receive to start the second half. Fort Loramie gets the football to open the game. Good crowd on hand. You can hear it. It's noisy in the background. Good cheering section across the way in orange and black for Minster. Red and black down below from Fort Loramie. Our underwriting sponsors include these anchors tonight: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in Western Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Starting lineups in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's football game number 150 here on ScoresBroadcast.com since our start back in 2007. And we've covered every Fort Loramie-Minster football game since 2008, by the way. Additional underwriting sponsors here tonight include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 for the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. And in Rushi, thanks very much to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. Well, we were fumbling around here in the press box about 15 minutes ago because the sun was shining in right on our laptop computer, which is our heart and soul. And now we've got cloud cover as the opening kickoff is booted by Fort Loramie down near the goal line. It's a fine return by Schmidtmeyer of Minster, who slipped a couple of tacklers at the 20 and scooted out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Chucky hauled in the football near the pylon, close to the goal line.
Did a nice job. He followed his blocking. He didn't try to do too much. Ran north and south, which is what you want your kids to do, especially on kickoff returns. Nice return. Good start, 32.
I made a mistake. I said Schmidtmeyer of Minster, when in fact it was Kemper who returned the ball for Fort Loramie. As the Redskins come to the line of scrimmage, and it's a quick flat pass by Moore. It's caught, but the receiver is drilled for a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, that was thrown a little slowly. You got to zip that out to the receiver so he can get his eyes up the field. He had to wait for the ball too long.
That forward progress by Brandewee results in a yard and a half setback, not three. So it's second down, nearly 12. Now a flat pass, other side. Open space for Mesher. He sidesteps one man. He's on the loose. He's at the 35-40. Charges up over the 45. He's got the first down for the Redskins. New line of scrimmage at the 44 where he hit the boundary. First and 10 for Loramie, which comes out throwing the football wide right then wide left. Both aerials behind the line of scrimmage. Here's the quarterback, Colin Moore, 5 yards behind his center, and he keeps it. He's hit solidly at the line of scrimmage. He plunges for one. And they're on the stop. Inside linebacker, Jack Heitbrink of Minster, second down and 9 for the Redskins. Quick-paced offense, Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. We played a minute, no score. Fort Loramie with a first down. Line of scrimmage at the 47. Moore looks right, flips it behind the line of scrimmage. Catch made at the 42 or 43, then a block, a good run after catch up over the 50 where the receiver Mesher is spilled. 49 of Minster is where the ball is put in play. Third down and 3 for the Redskins. Two receivers flank left, a couple more to the right. Mason Kemper split 10 yards right. Snap back to Moore. And he loops a pass high in the air, near sideline, outside the hash mark. A leaping stab. It is caught. The receiver is belted backwards. But the progress ahead is given up for 4 yards and a first down for Fort Loramie.
Actually, a very good call by the official. He went up the field right exactly where the ball was caught. And they're not wasting any time here. They're at the line of scrimmage already.
Exactly. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 45. Redskins pitch it to the right side to Moore, and the defender is there to knock the ball loose. No, he doesn't pry it away. It's caught before Loramie, but for no gain.
It was almost picked off.
Yep. Oh, boy. Kettner for Minster came up from his cornerback post, nearly made the interception, but the ball was hauled in by the wideout, Mesher. Redskins on second down and 10, deal the ball to Brandewey. Nick barrels between right guard and tackle, and he's knocked off his pins at about the 42 of Minster after netting two and a half on the play. And it is going to be third down and about seven for a first down. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Couple first downs for the Redskins. Big third down play here. Two receivers to the left. Deep drop by the sophomore Moore. He throws a post pattern middle of the field. Redskins make a diving attempt at the 8-yard line, but it's no good.
That was about a half a foot too deep, because I'll tell you what, Mesher catches that in stride. It's 6-0.
Yep, Carter Mesher, a big playmaker for Fort Loramie, will have to make a few huge plays tonight in order for Fort Loramie to beat Minster. He almost caught up to that football right there. Redskins will have to punt it away. It is third and seven, 43 of Minster, or I should say fourth and seven. And here's the boot by Blake Holdhouse. It is high in the air, wobbly, end over end. Lands at the 25, not good distance in the air, but then takes a Fort Loramie hop. And it skips all the way to the 16, 17, inside the 15. Minster backed up at the 14-yard line, first and 10.
It was not pretty, but it was effective. It was pretty, well, good, pretty good breeze, and he kicked it right into the teeth of that wind.
Exactly. Minster will have the wind advantage here in the first quarter. Wildcats in the road white, black numerals outlined in orange, black headgear. Fort Loramie, the home black, red numbers with white piping, black helmets as well. And as we mentioned in the pregame, a junior quarterback for the Minster Wildcats, it's Jacob Niemeyer. He's back at the 9-yard line, takes the deep snap, handoff to the ball carrier behind a wave of white shirts. He plows for three outside left tackle. It was August Bainline, the H-back for Minster, who carved out a few. It is second down and less than eight to go for a first down. 8:25 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie nothing, Minster nothing. Two receivers flanked to the right for Niemeyer. Fine running back is Alex Schmidtmeyer, one of the wideouts, Jack Heitbrecht. Here's a running play, misdirection, right tackle. Fort Loramie slows it down. Minster ball carrier stays afloat. Second effort, third effort, garnered a few more yards, still shy of the first down. New line of scrimmage at the 22. Devin Werman and Blake Holdhouse teamed to drop the ball carrier for the Minster Wildcats. It was Brock Miller who dove ahead for about five, setting up a third and two for the Wildcats, who must advance the football up close to the 25. And here's a broken play. Minster with a belated handoff in the offensive backfield. The end result, a short gain of a half yard, and the Wildcats will be forced to punt with the wind at their backs.
They're calling that a first down. I think they need to adjust that a little bit. Man, that was a gift spot right there.
Chuck, I'm confused. It looked to me like Minster was stopped short of the first down stake, but apparently a second effort on forward progress was awarded Minster, and it's a first and 10 for the Cats at their own 23-yard line. I was fooled, just like the Fort Loramie crowd.
Well, I think it was a poor spot. That's what it was.
5 minutes gone, first quarter, no score. Redskins showing run blitz. Here is Niemeyer, fakes the inside handoff. Good read, has an open receiver in the left flat. He catches at the 28-yard line. He's on the loose, down the left sideline, across the 45-50, into Fort Loramie territory. Kettner caught the ball and took off. There's a marker down, though, way back at the 25. And the play will be wiped out. Boy, it netted 40 yards plus.
Illegal shift. They had two people moving at the same time. But I'll tell you what, that is it Bowline, B-line? Bowline?
Bainline.
Bainline. Big kid, 6'3", 205 pounds. And he was motoring down the sideline.
That was a nice safety valve pass play executed by Minster. All for naught, though. Penalty wipes it out. 6:53 to go first quarter. First and 15, Minster. New line of scrimmage back at the Wildcats' 17-yard line. Quarterback Jacob Niemeyer. Running back Alex Schmidtmeyer. August Bainline, the H-back. Alex Frimmel, a freshman, over the ball at center. A 5'11", 210-pounder. We'll address the other offensive line members for Minster in a moment. Here's Niemeyer. Good fake. He keeps. Dances around left end. He stumbles, staggers to the ground up over the 25 to the 27. He had that first down post in sight, Chuck, but he lost his footing.
Yeah, that was a good fake right there. They had me. Not that that's real tough to do.
Very good effort by Max Hoing, who came up to save the day for Fort Loramie. Second down now for Minster and about 12 to go for a first down. Has awarded the Wildcats 3 yards on that last run. Two receivers right. Niemeyer has a back alongside at Schmidtmeyer. Fake to him. Fort Loramie with good penetration, and the forward pass is batted down. Well done by the Redskins D.
That was Ratterman.
Wow, did he manage to snipe his way across that line of scrimmage. Well done by Ratterman of Fort Loramie.
He did a nice job of breaking down and not just rushing headlong into the quarterback. Then they would have probably completed the pass. It was well set up here on the outside.
Heck of a play by Nathan. Third down, 8 yards to go for Minster. Half the first quarter gone. Here comes blitz by Fort Loramie. And Minster elects to run. Broken tackle. Into the secondary goes the ball carrier. Schmidtmeyer on the loose. And he's piled up finally up over the 40 at the 43. Well, once the hard-charging Redskins were not able to make the tackle at the point of attack, Chuck, the Minster ball carrier was off to the races. First and 10, Minster, 43-yard line of the Wildcats. Redskins defensively will set up along the line of scrimmage with Logan Siegel in there on the defensive line. Here's a deep drop, and Niemeyer has an open receiver downfield who makes a leaping catch at the 27. The Fort Loramie defensive back falls down, and it results in a touchdown. Cody Frericks, the big tight end for Minster. He stands 6 feet 5 inches tall. He had single coverage. He broke free downfield. Niemeyer nearly stumbled to the ground in the offensive backfield and got away a bomb down the near hash to Fredericks. One-on-one coverage, and the much taller Fredericks, Chuck, will win that battle every time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Niemeyer stood in on under a real rush. He took a real shot to the chest.
Yep.
But he stood in there and threw the ball, and it was a great pass.
Up the Minster Wildcats try the point after touchdown right here. The ball is snapped back. The kick is up and away, and it is a beauty. Could have made a 35-40-yard field goal on that one. Brian Falk, the place kicker, hammered it home, and the Redskins, after a strong drive to start the game, see Minster complete a long scoring pass, and the Redskins are down 7-0 to the Wildcats. 5:29 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steak,
steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
The Minster Wildcats have struck first, leading 7-0 over Fort Loramie. Under 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Minster's Falk, who added the PAT following the TD, has just kicked off, and the Redskins have returned the football across the 20 to the 22. Colin Moore, the sophomore signal caller at the helm for Fort Loramie, and he features three receivers wide right. And here's a sweep around right end, and the ball carrier for Fort Loramie is stacked up across the 25 at the 27-yard line. Carter Mesher came from the left side of the field behind the quarterback. Moore was dealt the football, and he advanced it for a plus three. There is a marker down, and a penalty is going to be stepped off against the Redskins. And it may be a major infraction, and that it is. That's why Minster accepted it. So the Redskins get the down all over again, but Fort Loramie retreats inside its 10 to the 7. So it's first down now, and better than 20 yards to go for a first down.
Well, the referees are mic'd for the first time this year, but I don't think he ever gave a signal of what the penalty was.
He did not. Here is Moore, takes the snap, runs toward the line of scrimmage. Here's a late toss, sweep around left end. Ball carrier for the Redskins is hit once, twice. It's Brandewee, who stays on his feet. He bucked another defender before being bounced out of bounds by Schmidtmeyer at Minster up near the 25-yard line. Good gain of close to 15 for Brandewee. Second down and a little less than 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie and a first down. Snap back to Moore, flat pass, caught, 20-yard line. A juke, another juke by the receiver who runs laterally before being spilled at about the 26 or 7. Third down coming up. Redskins need at least 6 or 7 for a first down. Yeah, Minster would like to stall Fort Loramie right here and force the Redskins to punt the football from their own end against the wind. Two receivers right, two to the left. Fort Loramie attacks the defense of Minster, which features five linebackers. Here's a long heave, middle of the field. It's a jump ball. Three white shirts are there for Minster. That one has no chance to be completed. It's smacked to the ground by the Wildcats over at the Minster 45-yard line, and it's fourth down for Fort Loramie. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and the Redskins will punt it. Blake Holdhouse, 6'2", 215-pound junior, is back inside his 15 to take the long snap. Schmidtmeyer, 5 yards beyond the 50, will receive the kick for Minster. It's a high catch. Schmidtmeyer's got it at the 43. He breaks one tackle. He's hog-tied and decked right now at the 42.5, and that's where Minster starts. First down, 10 yards to go. Chuck, you simply don't want to get too far behind against Minster this early in the season. Not sure if you're equipped offensively to come back against the likes of a Minster club.
I like Moore's arm. I mean, I've been impressed with the throws he's been making downfield, but they got to avoid the penalties. They got themselves behind the sticks on the first play. They need to not give up a score here.
Wildcats have the wind at their backs. 3:48 to go in the first quarter. Minster 7, Fort Loramie nothing. Here come the Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Offensive guards, Sam Schmiesing and Dustin Frericks. Offensive tackles, Dylan Sharp and Clayton Purvis. Running play by Minster, throttled right at the line of scrimmage. Perhaps a scant yard was picked up. C.J. Billing, shoulder the ball carrier. Kettner to the turf at the 44. Second down and 9 for Minster.
Got a score from, are they playing at Sydney or St. Mary's tonight?
At St. Mary's.
St. Mary's has a 7-0 lead in the first quarter.
Layman Catholic is hosting Fort Recovery tonight. Anna is on the road. First ever bout with Middletown Fenwick. Two receivers to the left for the quarterback, Niemeyer. And it's a jet sweep to the left. Oh, look at the penetration by Fort Loramie. The ball carrier is belted at the 41. Loss of a couple, maybe three. Noah Giozzi in on the stop. Boy, that was a gem, Chuck.
Yeah, that's exactly how you draw up a tackle. He got his face in the right spot, lifted, made the tackle, put the running back on his back.
And Schmidtmeyer was flattened. New line of scrimmage, the 41.5. Third down, close to 12 to go for Minster. Two receivers to the right. Niemeyer's got Schmidtmeyer alongside. Here's the fake handoff, the keep on the play by the quarterback, Niemeyer. He darts across the 45, then meets resistance shy of the 50. Fourth and 4 or 5 coming up. And with the win, Minster will punt. 2:11 to go, first quarter.
Anna trails Middletown Fenwick 14-0 in the first quarter.
Ooh. Trent Retkerman, who's... sister was an outstanding basketball player at Minster, is back in deep punt formation. He's at his 28. Mark Seger to return the punt for Fort Loramie. It's an excellent spiraling kick to Seger, who hauls it in at the 9, right back up the gut. And Minster, with good coverage, surrounds him at the 16, and that's where Fort Loramie starts, 1st and 10, trailing 7-0 with 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. Cloud cover here at Fort Loramie at the moment. No threat of rain. Blue sky off in the distance to the southwest. Wind is from the south.
This is probably the coolest opening night I can remember. I mean, it's not cold, but they're kind of a cool breeze.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Yeah, it feels good. Usually you're sitting here sweating because the sun's beating in your face.
Glad the sun has settled in behind the clouds, allowing us to see our brain, which is our laptop computer right in front of us. We have Fort Loramie's run play on 1st and 10 is stalemated right at the line of scrimmage. Colin Moore for Fort Loramie kept it. No room to go. Good stop right in the middle. Kyle Reithman, nose guard, was in there. Inside linebacker Cody Frericks assisted. 2nd down and 10 for Fort Loramie. Handoff, running play, Nick Brandewee. And he meets resistance behind the line. Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage as Nick is pulled down. Shy of the 20, 18-yard line for Fort Loramie. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. 3rd and 9 for the Redskins. Important play here. Fort Loramie would like to run a play, and if the Redskins do have to punt, they might be able to start the second quarter punting with the wind. Here is Colin Moore rolling out to the right, and as a result of the incompletion in the right flat in front of the Minster bench, Fort Loramie's forced to punt the ball against the wind with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. And that is where, Chuck, you needed a play in bounds. And then you could have run out the clock before the 4th down play and punted with the wind to start the second period of this game. And as a result, Holdhouse is back inside his 5 to punt it against the wind. And it's an ugly boot. It is stalled in mid-flight by the wind. It hooks to the near sideline. doesn't make it to the 35 of Fort Loramie and goes out of bounds at the 33. Well, that's what we feared.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just the little things. These are things they'll talk about when they get into the film tomorrow.
22 seconds to go in the first quarter, and the field position has really flopped in this game. Fort Loramie with an earnest drive to start the contest, 3 first downs. Minster started from inside its 15 after the first 4.5 to 5 minutes of play, but the Wildcats, thanks to a long pass for a score, and now a bad punt before Loramie, start inside the 35 of the Redskins, 1st and 10. Kettner, the intended receiver, down and out inside the 15-yard line. He and the quarterback, Niemeyer, miscommunicate, and it's incomplete. 16 seconds to go in the first. 7-0 Minster. Jack Heitbrink is a wideout. Mike Kettner a wideout for Minster, which utilizes a host of people at those positions. Schmidtmeyer, a running back. He is alongside the QB, Niemeyer. And it is given to the first man through. Schmidtmeyer lunges up ahead to about the 30. He wedged out 3, maybe 4. And that's the last play of the opening quarter. When we start the second period, Minster will have a 3rd and 7 from the 30 of Fort Loramie. Wildcats lead 7-0 over the Redskins after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're seconds away from starting the second quarter here at Fort Loramie. Minster in the lead over the Redskins by a 7-0 count. Minster has a 3rd down and close to 8 yards to go for a 1st down from the 31 of Fort Loramie to start the second period of play. Here come the Wildcats from the sideline to the line of scrimmage. A couple of receivers to the wide side of the field for the QB, Niemeyer. Schmidtmeyer alongside. Lengthy count, and the ball is stuffed into the tummy of Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer's got a little bit of a crease. He barrels between left guard and tackle, hugs that football dearly, and surges down to about the 27-yard line. He gained half of what he needed for a first down. It's going to be 4th and 4 for Minster. Jake Ratterman in on the tackle for the Redskins. Had he not made it, the ball carrier for Minster might have picked up the first down. Huge play here. Let's see if Minster goes for a 4th and 4 with a pass. Fort Loramie showing blitz. We got movement up front, and perhaps the pressure being shown by the Redskins forced movement from Minster.
Yeah, they did 2 or 3 kids in the interior line jumped.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. at 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Barker Insurance. Barker will provide a plan tailored perfectly to your needs, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance. 937-492-1857. Fourth and nine. Minster back to throw. Niemeyer throws it. It's a delayed screen in the left flat. Caught on the dead run by the receiver. He's on the loose at the 25-20. It's Schmidtmeyer skipping down inside the 15. Well-designed play.
First. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Schmidtmeyer's going to be the next in a long line of running backs at Minster.
Well, they started with C, or I should say SCH in the recent past, Schmeezing. Start with SCH again, Schmidtmeyer. Beautifully done by him. He delayed. He let a pass defender fly by en route to the quarterback, and then Niemeyer hit him on the dead run. Here's a power sweep to the right on first and 10 for Minster from the Fort Loramie 13, and the Redskins slow it down. Schmidtmeyer is corralled. After a small gain, it'll be second down and nine for Minster at about the 12, well, more like the 13 of the Redskins. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Good pursuit by Nick Brandewee of Fort Loramie on the last play. Minster threatening to go up by two touchdowns. Redskins trying to deny. Keep your eye on big tight end Cody Frericks down in this part of the field. Niemeyer, the quarterback, in the spread. Oh, the ball's on the ground, and Niemeyer alertly picks it up. Delayed handoff to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer wriggles through a hole. He's down inside the 10, the 5, stays on his feet, crawled a few more yards. It looks like it's a first down. What might have been an aborted play, Chuck, was turned into a very productive play. Alertly by Niemeyer, the QB.
Well, sometimes when, I mean, the snap was low, it ruined the timing for the offense, but it also ruined the timing for the rushers.
Yep. Goal to go for Minster inside the 3.5 of Fort Loramie. To the line of scrimmage, the Wildcats. Niemeyer's got Schmidtmeyer alongside. It goes to Schmidtmeyer. Nothing doing. He's grabbed around the shoulder pads and hung up right there near the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a half a yard. It's going to be second and goal from about the 2, close to the 2.5 of Fort Loramie. 8:54 to go in the second quarter. Minster leading 7-0, striving for more. Wildcats flank a couple of receivers out to the left, one of whom is Jack Heitbrink. He could very well be a decoy. The quarterback is Niemeyer. And again, he drops the football on the turf. It's loose. A wild scramble for it. And Fort Loramie's got it. Well, the second time the Wildcats put it on the ground in the offensive backfield. Fort Loramie manages to plop on the leather. And that is a big change of events in this game.
Wow. It looked like 14-0 was inevitable. And nice job of getting penetration. Then the snap was good. It hit him right in the hands. He just dropped it.
So with 8:29 left to go here in quarter number two, Fort Loramie dodges a bullet. Redskins have the ball outside their own 5, trailing 7-0. The wind at the backs of the Redskins here in period number 2. Colin Moore, the quarterback, a sophomore, sends a man in motion across the formation. Two receivers to the right. Here's a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield. And we've got a Minster hit at about the 4 or 5. The ball is shaken free. Minster thought at first it caused a fumble and recovered it, but the referees say, uh-uh. Nick Brandewee was hit hard just over the 5. Might have picked up a yard or 2. That was it. It's second down and nearly 9 for Fort Loramie. Minster giving up ground grudgingly to Fort Loramie after the first possession of this game. Wildcats have made some adjustments. Interesting defensive look. 5 linebackers, 3 defensive backs. three defensive linemen. Here's a keeper on the play by Colin Moore, and the hard charging Minster Wildcats with two and three and a fourth white jersey. Stack up Moore back inside the five. They shove him to the goal line. Forward progress, maybe a minor gain. The big 6 foot 4 inch Frericks led the wave of Minster players.
Yeah, that play didn't have a chance from the start. Almost would have been a point. They snapped it with 1 second to go. Everybody was still confused. Might have been a good spot to call timeout.
That's a good observation, Chuck. Third down and 10 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 6. Redskins don't dare throw the football and risk an interception. Brandewee gets the handoff, and he bowls his way forward for 2. Frerich sits on him at the 8, and Fort Loramie's got to punt. Redskins Holdhouse will have the wind at his back. And the sun now has appeared from behind the clouds and is shining right at us, although it's low enough. We are not blinded. We can still see the field comfortably and also have access to our laptop computer, which is what enables us to feed you the play-by-play and color here on scoresbroadcast.com. Punt by Holdhouse near hash mark. Austin Brown with a fair catch at the 41 of Fort Loramie. Minster with outstanding field position, Chuck, ever since the first 5 minutes of this game.
Yep. As soon as they that first punt that was off to the side of the off his foot into the wind, Loramie has been against their back. And then the last time they were getting ready to give up 6, and they got a break. So they need to stiffen now. They can't let them move down the field again.
Minster starts another drive on the Fort Loramie half of the 50. We have played one half of the second quarter, 7-0 in favor of Minster. Touchdown pass to Frericks was how long, Chuck?
That was 57 yards.
I knew it was more than half the length of the field. Here's the quarterback, Niemeyer. Good fake to Schmidtmeyer. Has an open receiver down inside the 8-yard line. It's a leaping reception for a touchdown. Woo! Beautifully done by Trent Rutgerman. The 6'2" junior soared into the air and caught that ball from Niemeyer, who made an outstanding play fake in the offensive backfield on a first down effort, executed to perfection. He got the one-on-one coverage he wanted, and that's 2 straight touchdown passes in this game now, Chuck, that the receivers for Minster have simply out-jumped the Fort Loramie defensive backs.
Well, they got some size out there, that's for sure.
Indeed. Rutgerman, better than 6'2". Frericks at 6'5". Here's the extra point try by Falk of Minster, and it is well done. And the Minster Wildcats have streaked to a 14-0 lead over Fort Loramie. 6:05 to go here in the first half of this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
As we return to Fort Loramie High School's stadium, the Minster Wildcats kick off. A scores update from Chuck upcoming. Here's the boot by Falk, caught by Fort Loramie at the 22, right back up the gut. And we've got a mass of humanity, I bet a dozen players in a pileup out over the 30-yard line. At about the 32 or 33, Devin Werman brought it back upfield for Fort Loramie, which must ignite its offense right now. 5:59 left here in the second quarter. 14-0 Minster. Chuck scores.
Anna has cut the 14-0 lead to 14-7 at Fenwick. And Lehman kicked a field goal. They trail Fort Recovery 7-3.
Snap back to Colin Moore. Here's a late pitch out right side. And the running effort by Nick Brandewee enables him to burst forward along the near hash mark for five to the 39-yard line. This series began at the 34 officially. Brock Miller on the tackle for Minster. Second down and five for the Redskins, who trail 14-0. Two receivers to the left for Moore. Snap back to him. Quick pass left flat. Was the ball on the ground when it was caught? Yes, it was.
They're going to call it complete, but his knee was down when he caught it. I think that's what they're going to call complete pass.
You are exactly right, Chuck. Yes. And the net result is a gain of one. So it's going to be third and five for Fort Loramie. And the ball was collected just above the playing surface, ruled a legal catch. But the Fort Loramie receiver, Kemper, went to one knee to get it. And now Fort Loramie comes to the line of scrimmage facing a third and five. And the Redskins call a timeout. We'll keep it right here and highlight a few of our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. With Minster leading Fort Loramie 14-0 with 4:54 to go here in the second quarter. So you've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. They come all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, having built a great name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. And as we return to the game, Colin Moore telegraphs a pass down the right sideline, and Minster intercepts at the Redskins 45. And it's run back inside the 20. The Wildcats will set up shop at about the 15-yard line, first and 10. As after the timeout, the Redskins elected to throw the football, and Moore sized up his receiver. And in the flat, Minster made the pickoff. The return man is said to have gone out of bounds with a shoe at the 20. First and 10 Wildcats, who are in business with 4:45 to go in the half.
Yeah, that was a long throw for it was going to be a 2-yard completion even if he caught that.
Right. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. A couple of receivers flanked out to the right. The quarterback, Niemeyer's got Schmidtmeyer alongside. And here is a handoff. It goes on the play to Alex Schmidtmeyer. The 5'11", 175-pound junior gets good blocking up front, and he cracks for eight. He's down to about the 12 or 13. Max Hoing tripped him up. Second down and three for Minster. 4:26 left in the second quarter, and the Wildcats lead it 14-0 over the Redskins. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers split right. In fact, three are flanked that direction now. Snap back to Niemeyer. Empty backfield. He throws right flat. Juggling catch made. I think it's Schmidtmeyer who hangs on. And he dashes toward the first down stake. He's got the first down, I believe, at about the 9.
think they called it a little bit short.
Oh, he stepped out of bounds. Yes, he did, outside the 10. You're right, Chuck. Third down, at least two to go for a first down for Minster. The feature back, Schmidtmeyer, has had a solid performance running and receiving. Niemeyer on third and short. Schmidtmeyer is called on again. He's got a little avenue over left guard, and he barges down to about the 6 or 7. I think he's got the first down. It's going to be goal to go for Minster. 3:20 left to go here in the first half. Minster trying to go up with 3 touchdowns before intermission. Offensive line for Minster is doing one heck of a job. Sam Schmiesing, Dustin Frericks, Dylan Sharp, Clayton Purvis, tight end Cody Frericks, and Alex Frimmel over the ball at center. Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Redskins collect themselves and try to stand stubborn here against Minster and deny points before halftime. 3:04 left in the second quarter. 14-0 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Minster Wildcats with a goal to go situation inside the 10 of Fort Loramie. Ball is marked for play at more like the 8. Just over 3 minutes left in the second period. Redskins trying to stand tall and deny points. Crucial drive. Here's the quarterback, Niemeyer. Niemeyer gives to the ball carrier, Schmidtmeyer. Look at him dance and bob and weave. And he carves out space and manages to get to the end zone. Wow, that was about as good a herky-jerky 8-yard run, Chuck, as you'll ever see.
Yeah, he got himself into a lot of traffic and he spun out and there was a big hole there. He did a nice job. He's impressive. I've really liked watching him so far.
2:58 to go here in the second quarter, and the Minster Wildcats are up by a 20-0 count. Extra point try by Falk. Boy, he's looked good so far. I jinxed him. It's just just outside the left upright, Chuck. It's no good. Score remains Minster 20. Fort Loramie nothing late in the second period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Ensuing kickoff by Minster, caught by Fort Loramie down inside the 15, and the Redskins cut it back toward the middle of the field, and the return man is upended. Mason Kemper is flipped to the ground at about the 24-yard line, and that's where the Redskins start first and 10, wind at the backs of Fort Loramie, 2:51 to go in the second, and the Redskins trail 20-0. Redskins had a productive first drive, Chuck. Since then, it's been all Minster. 10, Redskins ball on the 24-yard line. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Colin Moore rolls right, fakes the pitch to Brandewee. Moore keeps, and he steers his way over the line of scrimmage. He crept ahead for two. Second down and eight for the Redskins. New line of scrimmage at about the 26. Second down, eight for Fort Loramie, under 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Dan Holland, the 10-year superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools, will be our guest during about an 8-minute pre-recorded interview during our halftime break. Here is a deep drop on the play, but Moore, he airmails one middle of the field. It looks like the receiver for the Redskins is knocked to the ground early at the 35, but there's no flag thrown. It's incomplete.
Yeah, that could have been called. It wasn't the one running towards the interception attempt. It was the trailing defender that clipped his foot and made him fall. I don't think he was going to make the catch anyway.
No, but I've seen that called pass interference more often than not. Carter Mesher tried to split two deep backs for Minster. They were hovering over Carter, who really had no shot at the ball. And the officials judged it to be incomplete, no foul. Third and eight, Redskins. Here is a pitch out to Brandewee, and the left-hander elects to throw. He's got a receiver. Yes! At the Minster 46. Tackle made at the 40. It was Brandewee to Mesher, and it's a big gainer for the Redskins inside the Minster 40-yard line. 2 minutes left to go here in the second quarter of play. Redskins to the line of scrimmage in the hurry up. Colin Moore, short drop, pumps once, wings it, right flat, ball is tipped. Who's got it? Completion, Fort Loramie. Mason Kemper's got it for plus eight on the play. Second down and two.
I'll tell you what, Noah Enneking made a touchdown-saving tackle on that pass play previous because he was gone and he just barely caught a shoe and made the tackle.
And Minster nearly intercepted the football on the last completion seconds ago by Fort Loramie. Here is a sweep around left end. The Redskins turn the corner. There's a running lane. 15, 10, 5. Ball carrier is upended at about the 2 or 3. Carter Mesher, a brilliant run for Fort Loramie. A minute 16 to go in the second quarter. And the Redskins set up shop, goal to go.
Now they put this in the end zone here. They get the ball to start the second half.
And a chance to make it a different story. And Minster with a strong defensive line thrust thwarts the keeper by Moore at about the 5-yard line. So it's going to be second and goal for the Redskins. We're down to 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Boy, Fort Loramie needs seven in the worst way. Timeouts remaining for the Redskins, one. Two receivers to the right. Moore may elect to throw. No, it's a late pitch on the play to Brandewee. Brandewee catches it back at the 10. He is tripped up. He dives, stumbles, got to the 3.5. 28 seconds to go in the second quarter. Third and goal for Fort Loramie. Down to 18 seconds remaining in the second period. Fort Loramie with a single timeout to go. It's not called here. Short drop by Moore. One-on-one coverage left flat. The reception is not made. It's incomplete.
Yeah, you might as well use your timeout now. It's fourth down and come up with the play that you want to run from the 4-yard line because if they don't score here,
wow.
It's going to be a tough halftime in their locker room.
Redskins got the football all the way down to the vicinity of the 5 with a minute plus to go in the second quarter of this game. And Minster's defense got real stingy. And Fort Loramie is going to call a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 10.7 remaining in the second period. And Minster leads in this game 20-0. At Fort Loramie at first and goal. Now it is fourth and goal. So many thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. That's the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected. Call 937-498-7282. We are so thankful to be represented here on the web on scoresbroadcast.com by the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. And also in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout outs to them. Thank you so much. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage on fourth and goal. Nose of the football just inside the five of Minster. 10.7 left in the second quarter of this game. Fort Loramie down 20-0. Three receivers flanked to the right for Moore. Snap back to him at the 10. It's a crossing pattern. The receiver in the corner of the end zone's got it for the touchdown. Well done by the Redskins. Colin Moore, Chuck, the sophomore, threw a strike. It was Mason Kemper who reeled it in. That was beautifully done on fourth and goal from inside the five. Congrats to the Redskins for getting it done.
Well, they ran a nice little slant there. He got the inside advantage on the cornerback and a nice throw. It was well executed.
And here comes the extra point try by Fort Loramie. And it is the exchange student, I think, who tries it. We heard earlier in the week that he might do the kicking tonight. And, Chuck, I believe that's exactly who it was. Beltran Dorado LaFarga, a sophomore, 5'10", 150-pounder. I believe that's who it was who kicked that extra point. And it wasn't super artistic. It was somewhat low. Did split the uprights several feet above the crossbar. It's good. And with 6 seconds left in the second quarter, Fort Loramie's on the board, 20-7. And as you said, Chuck, a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie will kick off.
No, they get the ball. No, that's right. They defer. Yeah,
you're right.
Yep. No. I took a nap.
Yeah, Minster won the toss to start the game, deferred. Wildcats get the ball to start the third quarter. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie has made this a much more interesting contest going into the second half than it would have been had the Redskins not scored. And you're right, Chuck. Boy, what a dismal locker room it would have been had Minster stopped Fort Loramie on fourth and goal.
That was a well-executed pass play right there.
I said it was Kemper on the catch. I didn't know for sure. It looked like Mason Kemper.
It's hard to read their numbers, boy.
It appeared to be him who grabbed it on the quick slant. Colin Moore with a picture-perfect strike. That looked like Dalton to Eifert for a touchdown.
Without the bad back.
I was setting you up for some kind of punchline.
St. Mary's leads Sydney 14-7 late in the second quarter. Fort Recovery leads Lehman 7-6, and it's 21-7 Fenwick late in the second quarter.
A kickoff by Fort Loramie, down by Minster at about the 21-yard line. Under five ticks left to go here in the second period. And the Redskins, once down 20-0, are within 13 now at 20-7. And that will be our halftime score as the quarterback Niemeyer for Minster will take a knee. Interview with Dan Holland, superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools, coming up here at our halftime break. We'll also highlight our Fort Loramie cheerleaders during intermission. 20-7, Minster leads Fort Loramie after two quarters of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie High School, where it is nearing dusk. The sun is setting to the west. Some high, thin clouds overhead. No chance of rain. Wind out of the south. It is a comfortable night for the first weekend of high school football, and we are glad to bring it to you. We've opened the campaign ever since 2008 with Fort Loramie Minster, and we are at it again here tonight. It's football game number 150 on scoresbroadcast.com since our start in 2007. It is our 11th football season, and come November, we'll begin our 12th basketball season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster 20, Fort Loramie nothing here at halftime. I'd like to remind you that we are being sponsored by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, a big thank you to Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John always gives you his very best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ Shelby, C-O-V-S-O. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which will make your gift ideas come to life. And we also salute Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna. Wells Brothers has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And in Fort Loramie, we say hello to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Barker Insurance has served the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. It's earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. Barker Insurance is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance, located at 9040 North County Road 25A on Sydney's North Edge, will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program just for you. Representing firms like Beacon, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. 20-7 Minster at the break. Chuck, do the stats reflect that score so far?
Well, actually, a little bit. That last drive by Loramie, kind of, they had less than 100 yards going into that last drive. But they ran the ball 14 times for 58 yards, 10 of 16 throwing the ball, one touchdown, one interception, 125 total yards, four first downs, had one penalty for 11 yards. Minster, on the other hand, ran the ball 16 times for 80 yards, 4 of 6 throwing at 118 yards. Haven't thrown it a lot, but their completions have been long ones. Two touchdowns, 198 total yards, 5 first downs, 2 penalties for 10 yards, and they turned the ball over on a fumble down at the 6-yard line, going in for what would have probably been the sealer at that point in the game.
Yep. Head coach Karen Stokes of Minster, Chuck, said before the game that Niemeyer, the new quarterback this year, a junior, replacing Jared Hilsman, the two-year quarterback at Minster the last two seasons, would not run the ball like Hilsman did. He was a fullback and tight end who played quarterback
yep.
last year for Minster. Real tough customer. Tell you what, though, Alex Schmidtmeyer has taken the place of Hilsman, carrying the load. He is a fine ball carrier, just a junior. We're going to hear a lot about him this season and next for the Wildcats.
Yeah, 5 yards a carry. I mean, they'll take that.
Yep.
Then threw the ball effectively, only six times, but completed four of them, two for touchdowns. So, yeah, they offensively, Minster's looked pretty good. I think the scrimmages that they talked about when they scrimmaged Bell Fountain and Northmont, for goodness sake, that's a huge school. Has prepared them well for this game tonight.
Yeah, another trait of the Minster offense alike, the length of wide receiver, Retkerman.
Oh, boy.
6'2.5", Frericks at nearly 6'5", each with beautiful touchdown receptions. Fort Loramie had reasonably good coverage, but you cannot deny receivers with that kind of length and height the football when they go up and can simply out-muscle you, out-jump you, and catch well-thrown footballs from Niemeyer, who had both times, or I should say had plenty of time in both situations.
Well, I was getting ready to say, I thought the defense really, they weren't poorly covered. They were just better received.
Yep.
And that goes with the size and the strength of the receivers, like you said. So it kind of takes you back to the Wolf when they would just throw the ball up to that kid and let him go get it. And they got a couple of them that they can throw the ball to like that. They're going to be a good football team. It's pretty obvious.
Looking forward here to the third quarter. Minster gets the ball first. Pretty important, I think, for Fort Loramie to stop Minster pretty quickly. Flip field position, get the ball back in reasonably good shape. Its own 40, maybe. And punch in seven. And then perhaps the burden of pressure falls on the Minster Wildcats, which led in this game once 20-0. Fort Loramie needs to be the first team to score in the second half.
Absolutely, and then the pressure does fall on them because if they make the extra point, now it's a 6-point game instead of a 7-point game after their missed extra point.
Right. Well, the band's performing here at our halftime break. We're about 15 minutes or so away from the start of the third quarter of this game, in which Minster leads by a count of 20-0. But Chuck, Dan Highland is the 10-year superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools. Had an opportunity to chat with him earlier this week. Fort Loramie Schools off to a great start here in 2018. Dan and his wife, Stacy, have triplets who are 13 years of age now. It seems like just a few years ago, when scoresbroadcast.com started, these triplets were newborns. Well, they were.
Yeah. It just seemed like it. They actually were.
Yep. Will is 13. Bryn is 13. Allison is 13. A fun conversation with Dan, the superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools, who's also been a high school basketball official the last 15 years. Here's what Dan had to say when I talked with him just a few days ago in his office at Fort Loramie High School.
My wife and I have three children. They're triplets. They just turned 13. We have one that's running cross country, one that's playing football, and one that's a volleyball player. So our nights during the fall will be pretty busy, and we're looking forward to seeing them compete and establish relationships with their teammates and friends. And so it's kind of a new territory for us. It's first time for us, but we're hoping that it's a lot of fun and they learn a lot of life lessons through participation in sports.
10 years for you now as superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools. Tell me what you love about the job. At times, it's got to be darn near thankless, I would think.
No, I love this job because we're in a community where people support education.
Sure.
The parents are concerned about how their kids are doing, and you know, not just in the classroom, but also on the athletic fields. We've had a lot of success. And so that's made the job very satisfying and rewarding for me. And so I've enjoyed my 10 years here.
15 years as a high school basketball official. You may have to pick certain dates for games now, given your family is coming along so strong.
Well, it's amazing I last 15 years with all the wrong calls that I make, but, you know, it's something that keeps me in contact with kids.
Sure.
Keeps me in contact with the game, and it certainly doesn't help to get some exercise in the winter and kind of stave off the winter doldrums. But, no, I enjoy it. I've had some success with it. I just did my fifth state tournament, two in boys and three in girls this past year, so it's been rewarding in that aspect as well.
When do you expect to work a Fort Loramie State Tournament game?
Yeah, heck, I'd do it. What the heck? Sure. Yeah, no, the one thing about the OHSA is they always have you put on there any potential conflicts you would have. So I always check the Fort Loramie box. So.
Talking with Dan Holland, Superintendent Fort Loramie Schools, here at the half of Fort Loramie Minster Football. Dan, new academic year, new staff, new football coach.
Right. Spencer Wells is joining us as a football coach. He's just the first year. He went through the process, and the committee found him to be the number one candidate. You know, the thing with Spencer is he certainly relates really well with the kids. He treats them with respect and has established some great relationships with them. And one thing I've noticed about Spencer is our student athletes in the football program, their work ethic has increased, and the strength program at this point is probably the strongest that it's been in many years. So I'm really looking forward to the things that he can do and he does with our program. So he's been a great addition. He's also teaching here at the high school. He's an intervention specialist 9 through 12. So we're excited to have him on our teaching staff as well.
And he's a former Midwest Athletic Conference quarterback as well.
Yeah. I think when I was coaching at Minster, we played against them back in 2005, and I just remember him as being a really, really good athlete, a fierce competitor. So if he can, if those things can rub off on our kids, it certainly would be good qualities to add to our program.
You can't have high-quality sports programs without good booster groups, and man, do they support Fort Loramie athletic programs extremely well.
I'm really humbled at times at how much our gym boosters, our football boosters, and our athletic boosters, how much they support our children and give us the facilities and the equipment that we need to certainly help our programs be successful. And we would not be as successful as we are without those booster groups and the people that work hard in the leadership of those booster groups.
the condition of the football field for Friday night football here in 2018 is excellent. Perhaps none better around. And your field crew has received national recognition.
It's at halftime we're going to honor our field crew. They won the Field of Excellence Award. That's given through Pioneer Athletics. We were one of 91 winners nationwide in 2017. Mm. And basically they honor those groups that, because of tight budgets and tight resources, that volunteer their time to put into the field. And as you said, it's one of the most beautiful fields in the area.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that result in an extra touchdown or two for Fort Loramie, do you think?
I think we were guaranteed 14 points on the board before we started. So,
let's talk about academic initiatives, new programs, accomplishments for the school district. Highlight those.
Well, once again, the state report cards came out. We did extremely well. One of the goals that we try to accomplish every year is raising our performance index, and our performance index for our district, for our high school, and for our elementary have been the highest that they've ever been. And that's, again, a direct reflection on the teaching staff we have here, which is high quality, the parental involvement as well, and just the community support that we get for our education.
Mm-hmm. A new athletic director here for 2018-19.
Yes, Mitch Westerheide has come on as athletic director here. Again, he went through the process. The committee found him to be the number one candidate all the way through. We're really excited about bringing him on. He works very well with the rest of the administration and the coaches. You know, our only concern is her mother is the director of transportation here, so we'll have to see how that pans out. But, no, we're really excited about having him on board.
Yeah, speaking of transportation, you drive a bus every now and then, don't you?
I do. I do drive a bus. I tell you what, they are bus drivers are hard to come by. They certainly have a very difficult job to do, and we're thankful because they're the first person that see the children every day and the last people that see them. So we've got a good staff of drivers as well, and a lot of veteran drivers too. So it's certainly a challenging endeavor.
I want to make sure we mention a new elementary school staff member for 2018. Not sure we mentioned the employment of Ms. Middendorf.
Shelly Middendorf is our new elementary secretary. Again, very excited to have her come on board. And she lives in the community, has children that go to school here, has always been a big supporter of everything we do here. And so we're very excited to have her on board.
Dan Holland, superintendent, last 10 years, Fort Loramie Schools, our guest at the half. 2018 school year, off to a rip-roaring start.
Yeah, you know, ready or not, here they come. No, we've got our buildings are in great shape, and we're excited to get going here. It's you know, we've had a few months off, and you know, a few of us work throughout the summer, so it gets a little quiet around here. It's nice to have the staff back and the students back, and I don't know if my kids like it because they see me every day now. I think they enjoyed some anonymity over at the elementary building, but no, we're ready to get going here.
Dan Holland, superintendent of Fort Loramie Schools, referencing his children there toward the end of the interview. He and his wife, Stacy, have triplets, Will 13, Bryn 13, Allison 13. And we echo Dan Holland's words, Chuck, about the field crew and the superb condition of the playing surface here at Fort Loramie. I'd love to have this big, giant green rug in my backyard anytime. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I was talking before the game to Tom Weiser, and I said, there's nothing like a real grass field, especially early in the season when it hasn't been torn up yet, and there's none nicer than this one.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Mm. And the field crew national recognition, very well deserved indeed. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Minster leads Fort Loramie 20-7 here at the half. Our halftime interview with Dan Holland, superintendent of schools at Fort Loramie, and our statistical report provided by Chuck McBee, all presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster leads Fort Loramie by a 20-7 count here at the halftime. We're just a few minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Chuck, I may have mistakenly said it was 20-0 a few minutes ago. Maybe I didn't.
No, you said it, at one point it was 20-0.
Is that what I said?
So you were correct.
But at one point it was nothing to nothing.
I missed that part.
During high school basketball, we tout a cheerleader from each school at the half. That segment is brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, we could not have gotten off the ground back in 2007 without the support of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you very much. LaCal moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California in 1982. Thus the name LaCal, which started in L.A., California. And LaCal Equipment has been a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com ever since our beginning, promoting student academic success as well as prowess on the athletic field. And as I mentioned, during basketball, we tout a cheerleader from each school. We were fortunate enough here tonight to get a lengthy list of the 21 Fort Loramie cheerleaders and the names of their parents, and we'll list them for you. All of this being presented by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Emily Austin, daughter of James and Barb Austin. Abby Barhorst, daughter of Steve and Lisa Barhorst. Kate Barhorst, daughter of Brenda Barhorst. Allie Barlagi, daughter of Brian and Tracy Barlagi. Jenna Fishkelta, daughter of Bridget Brown and Joe Fishkelta. Desiree Fote, or I should say Desiree Fote, daughter of Jennifer Fote and John Wielden. Aaliyah Frilling, daughter of Randy and Greta Frilling. Laura Gruey, daughter of Dave and Peggy Gruey. Sierra Henning, daughter of Aaron and Erica Henning. Brooke Holdhouse, daughter of John and Kelly Holdhouse. Emily Holdhouse, daughter of John and Kelly Holdhouse. Kylie Cook, daughter of Rebecca O'Leary. Lindsay Meyer, daughter of Jason and Jamie Meyer. Caitlin North, daughter of Catherine and Brett North. Jaina Puppelman, daughter of Kurt and Sharon Puppelman. Riley Puppelman, daughter of Gary and Jill Puppelman. Lily Rodriguez, daughter of Michelle Rodriguez. Grace Rose, daughter of Brad and Kelly Rose. Iris Ruinkamp, daughter of Brian and Kim Ruinkamp. Emma Swick, daughter of Scott and Beth Swick. And Haley Wolf, daughter of Stacy Wolf. and Brian Wolf, the alphabetical listing of all 21 Fort Loramie cheerleaders, presented to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks, LaCal. We thank LaCal for 12 years of underwriting sponsorship on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. And talking about Tom and Jerry's, let's salute Tom and Jerry's for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. You should place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, you can call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The two pros, Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, are experts. And Tom and Jerry's is family-owned. It's built a great name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. Second half kickoff upcoming here in just over a minute. Wildcats lead the Redskins by a count of 20-7. I know a lot of you have heard of Brookins. Some of you may not have. Well, you should get familiar with Brookins in Fort Loramie. Now owned by Carl Arnes. Carl does an outstanding job. He's taken over for Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who for 12 years put their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which continues today under the leadership of Carl Arnes at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Brookins is a great spot to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, birthdays. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. And Brookins features a century of rich history, plenty of roasted chicken. Brookins Burgers as well, I should say, Brookins Burgers as well to go around. No place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Your food is always cooked fresh. To sit back, relax, enjoy the atmosphere at Brookins. Specialty sandwiches, pizza, the pork chop special on Saturday nights, plus roasted chicken dinners, too. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no place like it, 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's brookins-usa.com. Owned by Carl Arnes in Fort Loramie. Brookins, outstanding food.
I was up a couple of weeks ago, and I brought a friend of mine, and we went up and ate the chicken. We loved the chicken there. Talked to Carl a little bit. Now that he owns the place, he doesn't have quite as much time to chat with you when you come in because he's a busy man.
Oh, but, yeah.
Nothing. They haven't skipped a beat. The food is outstanding just like it's always been.
But we haven't skipped a beat either on Saturdays. We love Brookins.
Oh, yeah. Anytime we're up here, that's where we go.
We skip right in. Yep, here we go. We start the second half. Fort Loramie booting from its 40. The wind has died down a bit. Still a breeze from the south. Minster receiving the football and will advance the ball from the north to the south. And the kickoff by Fort Loramie results in a mistake by Minster. The line drive kick is snared at the 10, but the deep man for the Wildcats, Chuck, had his knee flat on the ground when he caught the football.
Just a mental mistake. You got to keep that foot up. Make sure you field it almost like you're playing shortstop, but you got to make sure that knee's up.
Field position edge for Fort Loramie to start the third quarter. And that kickoff by the Redskins and the mental error by Minster, the knee on the ground at the 11, took 1 second. A second into the third, Minster starts outside its 10, leading 20-7. And Niemeyer takes the snap back at the 5, and he elects to run. He slivers to the 8. Very safe call. Of course, last year, Chuck, when Jared Hillsman did that back inside his own 10, it was the only call.
Well, he was a threat to score from there.
Exactly. He was a bull. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage as the quarterback receives instructions from head coach Garen Stokes on the far side. Jacob Niemeyer has Schmidtmeyer alongside on second down and about 6.5. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield, and it's the ball carrier, Schmidtmeyer, behind a bevy of linemen, tries to bounce it wide. Fort Loramie slows him down and drops him. He picked up 3 or 4, not nearly enough for a first down. Enormous play to start the third quarter. 3rd and 4 for Minster. Line of scrimmage is the Wildcats. 17.5 yard line. 1:20 gone in the third. 20-7, Minster. The quarterback, Niemeyer, takes the snap, fake the handoff. I think he kept it. He's got a gaping hole. Look at him go. Niemeyer, 40, 50, 40 of Fort Loramie, sprinting down the sideline. Finally toppled from behind at the 30. Wow. You talk about a sleight of hand maneuver by Niemeyer in the offensive backfield. Fort Loramie thought Schmidtmeyer had it, Chuck. We did too for an instant. Niemeyer off to the races. Man, does that shift this third quarter.
I don't think he liked us talking about the old quarterback. He's going to show he can run the ball too.
Yes. And he took a page right out of the Jared Hillsman playbook there.
Well, Brandewy did a nice job of staying with him and running him down, or it would have been 27-7.
Oh, Niemeyer's got wheels. He's going to be a threat in open space for Minster all year long. Speed to burn. And that play went from about the 17 or 18 over to the Fort Loramie 30. And right away after the big run by Niemeyer, he goes up top with a strike, and a reception is made at the 7-yard line by Kettner. Kettner, a fine basketball player, went high in the air, made a leaping stab, came down with it. Two big plays by Minster. They go from their own 18, two plays later, to the Fort Loramie 7. And momentum in this third quarter has made a huge swing.
Well, they had them 3rd and 4 and gave up a 53-yard run.
And here is a fake handoff. In fact, the ball carrier is not Niemeyer, although he's tackled. Niemeyer continued on with the pigskin and barged between left guard and tackle. He hammered down to about the 3.5. And from that spot on the field, it is 2nd down and goal for Minster. 3 minutes gone here in the third. Minster up 20-7. Well, Fort Loramie has got to put up the stop sign. And Minster takes a timeout. No, Fort Loramie does. Well, one official signals Redskin timeout. The other signaled a Wildcat timeout. I don't think both teams want a timeout.
I think it was Minster that called the timeout.
I think so, too. 20-7, Minster. 3 minutes into the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks?
Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
How about Frisch's, Chuck? Coca-Cola is back.
That's the best.
Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. Don't forget the U.S. Bank, one of our fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, enables you to send money to anyone down the street, across the country, or around the world through mobile banking, bank online. We give you the tools to make it easy. Send money with Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, at U.S. Bank. And here is Fort Loramie coming up with a huge defensive play, a running effort by Schmidtmeyer, and he is pounded to the turf, a huge loss. Let's see where it's spotted. Max Hoing came angling in. Super penetration by Max. He's going to be a real good one, just a sophomore. Had a couple touchdowns late in the playoff game last year against Minster, and he made a superb tackle for lost yardage there. Ball marked at about the 6.5, third and goal, Minster. Two receivers to the left. Let's see if Niemeyer throws it up for Retkerman or Frericks. Here's a fake handoff. Niemeyer keeps it. He swerves around right end. He is grabbed around the shoulder pads and flipped to the ground at about the 2 or 3. Now what do you do, Chuck? Devin Werman on the tackle. Goal to go. You're with an extra point range of 3 points, a field goal.
Wouldn't hurt to pick up 3 points here, but
angle.
It's a bad angle. It's awfully close to the goal line. And the worst-case scenario for Minster is Loramie's got to go 98 yards.
Right. Yep, well said. Goal to go from the 2 for Fort, or for I should say Minster. 2-yard line of Fort Loramie. Wildcats, goal to go. Here is Niemeyer back to throw, fakes the handoff, delivers it in the right flat. Well-designed play, caught at the pylon. It's a touchdown.
That's the same play they ran in the first quarter that got called back because of the illegal shift.
Yep, August Bainline, the H-back, slipped out of the offensive backfield, and that's one of those hip pocket plays that Garen Stokes pulls out of his pant leg.
That was
at a prime time. It deceived Fort Loramie. Redskins weren't looking for it. Good fake in the offensive backfield by Niemeyer. The unlikely receiver was Bainline. Falk smacks the extra point between the posts. It's good. And it's 27-7 Minster with 4.5 minutes gone in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Kickoff by Minster, returned by Fort Loramie from the 12, and a good bring back. Fine wedge, return to the 30, 35, 37 yard line. But Chuck, that fourth down pass play from the 2 by Minster, which resulted in points, is the kind of play that, you know, a lot of high school programs might not try. You'd expect to run in that situation, maybe some misdirection. But wow, Minster, mid-season form, throwing the football on fourth and goal, and it nets points.
Well, they're 6 of 8. I mean, they've picked their spots, but they're doing a real nice job mixing it up.
Yes. First and 10 running play by Fort Loramie generates about 3 from the 36 to the, or I should say from the, yes, from the 36 to about the 38 or 9. Colin Moore, the quarterback, hauled it. 7 minutes left in the third, 27-7, Minster over Fort Loramie. Here is the snap back to Moore. Out pattern, right flat. It's a cluster of black shirts and white shirts over here, and the ball falls harmlessly to the turf, incomplete. Third down for the Redskins, and 7 to go for a first down. Boy, Minster's passing game, as you said, Chuck, has been extremely efficient. It hasn't been tried often, but when it has, it's been valuable, very effective. Here is Colin Moore, back to throw in the pocket. Rifles, middle of the field, tipped by Minster, up at the 47, no good, incomplete. And Fort Loramie's got to punt. Good kickoff return, but a 3-and-out by the Redskins, who give the ball up with 6:50 to go in the third. And it is Holdhouse back in punt formation at his 26. Low snap down around his shins, gets the kick away. Actually, it was an ankle-high snap. Good job by Holdhouse. And then a fine boot and lands at the 28 and hops to the 21. Minster starts first and 10, and Fort Loramie now needs a turnover. A takeaway for the Redskins is critical. If Minster controls the ball, grinds it out, Chuck, for 4 or 5 minutes and gives it up in Fort Loramie's end, Redskins will be down to a quarter, trailing by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, they had 66. They went almost 96 yards the first time they touched the ball in the third quarter, so...
The second half began favorably for Fort Loramie. Mental error by Minster. Minster down mistakenly. The second half kickoff return around the 5-yard line. And then Minster converts a long pass play, then a mid-range pass play. And just like that, 2 plays after being halted inside the 10, Minster is knocking on Fort Loramie's door. And the Wildcats eventually convert on 4th and goal from the 2 with a forward pass.
Loramie's made them work. I'll give them that. But Minster just looks like they're a little farther ahead. And I think it comes down, like I talked before the game, the scheme. They are more prepared to run this offense because they've been running it for a few years.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree. Well, we had a 5-yard penalty against Minster before the snap. And here's a forward pass down the field by Minster. Minster gambling on 1st and 15 in its own end and throws a pick. Intercepted. Oh, what a play. Backpedaling in the area of the 50-yard line, Chuck, for Fort Loramie was a defensive back who snared it. And I'm trying to read the numerals. Was it Carson Moore?
Looks like they're slapping.
Was it 8?
Number 8.
Carson Moore, a defensive captain, a cornerback. Brilliant play. Boy, he was all over the football. He didn't turn his back on it. He followed it before it got to the receiver's hands, and he snagged it. And then Colin Moore wants to go up top on 1st and 10 from the 47 of Fort Loramie. And throws it down inside the 20, incomplete at the near sideline. Oftentimes, Chuck, after a takeaway like that, you try to put a quick 6 up on the board.
That was well covered. That didn't have a chance.
Nope. Isn't that funny, Chuck? We were talking about the importance of Fort Loramie needing a takeaway pretty quickly after a 3-and-out, and it happened.
Yeah. Take advantage now.
Yep. Second down, 10 yards to go for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 47. 6:23 left to go here in the third quarter. It's Nick Brandoway, a quick hitter, and he trudges to the 50, stays on his feet, and lumbers to the 45 of Minster. He produced 8 or 9. Frerich saddles him right there, 3rd and 2 Redskins. Half the third quarter gone, 27-7 Minster. Two receivers to the short side. Brandoui again meets resistance near the first down line to gain. Going to be close. I think he did pick it up. Yes, he knifed his way inside the 43. 1st and 10 Redskins. Redskins sent two receivers wide left. It's a quick-paced offense before Loramie. Colin Moore flips it left flat. Receiver reels it in on the dead run, but he catches it in the area of the line of scrimmage.
I think they called it incomplete.
Ball did hit the turf. Well, according to the public address announcer, it was.
He's wrong, or the clock would be running.
You're right. Ball did hit the ground, was not caught by Mesher, nearly caught it. His hands were down on the turf, trapped it, and it's ruled incomplete. Correct call, 2nd down and 10 for Fort Loramie at the Minster 43 with 5:24 to go in the third quarter. The clock will tell the tale in a situation like that.
Yeah, they put an extra second on there. That's going to be the key to the game right there.
Redskins back to the huddle after coming up to the line of scrimmage. Well, Fort Loramie's got to generate points on this drive. And now the scoreboard clock is really out of whack.
There's 535 minutes left in the third quarter.
Let's see, 535 minutes. That is what? That's almost 10 hours?
Sure.
Update on scores. Hey, Anna giving Fenwick a real tussle down in Middletown.
Let me find my spot here. St. Mary's leads Sydney 28-7. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. That from Jeff Bray. And then Joe Neves, 21-0 CJ. St. Mary's leads. Well, that was halftime, so that doesn't really count.
What about CJ?
CJ is leading Piqua 21-0 at the half, and Fenwick leads Anna 21-13.
So Anna, the underdog at Middletown, Fenwick, giving the Falcons a tussle. Here's a pre-snap penalty called against Fort Loramie. So the Redskins have it at the Minster 48. 2nd down and 15 yards to go.
We'll get to see the Rockets next week.
Yes. Anna Brookville, in fact, we've had that game. That'll be maybe 3 of the last 5 years we will have covered Anna Brookville. Next week at Anna. Last year, Anna clobbered Brookville at the Blue Devil Stadium. And several years ago at Brookville, Brookville turned the tables on Anna. Should be a pretty even Steven game. Both teams in a rebuilding mode. Oh, what a hit by Minster. Ball carrier for Fort Loramie. Tried to turn the corner around right end, and he was decked. Cody Frericks drilled the Redskin player at the 49. It is 3rd down and about 16 yards to go for a 1st down for the black-shirted Fort Loramie Redskins. Minster in the road white, each team with black headgear. Snap back to Colin Moore, who rolls left. Arches the arm. Wide open receiver. Great route on the dead run. It's caught inside the 35, 30, out of bounds near the 25. Ben Barhorst on the go. Slanted across field in between the linebackers and the corners. Nifty reception by Barhorst, who picked up another 10 after the catch.
And that was a long, delayed route, and they did a great job of protecting him to let him have the time to throw that.
Excellent pitch by the quarterback, Colin Moore, the sophomore. Line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie is in good shape inside the 30. Here's an end sweep by Fort Loramie. Great blocking. Mesher on the loose. He's gone for a touchdown. Carter Mesher sprints to the end zone. He had three offensive linemen out in front, and Mesher took care of the rest. The 6 foot, 170-pound senior scorers for Fort Loramie, and the Redskins are back within two touchdowns. Let's see who the extra point kicker is. We knew there was a chance. It could be Colin Moore.
It looks
Moore.
Like Colin Moore, yeah.
Yeah, it is Colin Moore who's in to place kick it. It's a big boot because it would put the Redskins within 13, and it does. Right down Main Street. 4:43 left to go here in the third quarter. Minster 27, Fort Loramie 14. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
We will say one thing, Chuck. No quit in Fort Loramie here tonight, that's for sure.
No, I mean, and that's, as a coach, especially your first game as a head coach, this is what you want to see.
Excellent sign, yep. Kickoff by Fort Loramie down to the 11, run by Minster. Back up to the 32-33. Good romp by Schmidtmeyer of Minster. 4:36 left in the third. Still a lot of time remaining in this game. Although it's pretty important now for Fort Loramie's defense to get stingy.
It's been a long third quarter.
It sure has. Very critical possession, Chuck, came when Minster elected to throw the football down deep in its own end, and Fort Loramie intercepted in the vicinity of midfield, and that flip-flop field position gave Fort Loramie a short field, which eventually the Redskins took advantage of. First and 10, Minster. Short of its 35. Run blitz from Fort Loramie. And it's Schmidtmeyer who knifes through. He stays behind his offensive line, keeps the legs kicking, and powers up over the 40 to the 42 or 43-yard line.
That run blitz is effective if you blitz the hole that the running back's coming through. If not, you're just taking yourself out of the play.
Right. Otherwise, the ball carrier goes through the gap that is open. Minster's offensive line has done a stellar job all night long. Sam Schmiesing, Dustin Frericks at the guards, Dylan Sharp, Clayton Purvis at the tackles, Alex Frimmel, freshman center, on whom head coach Garen Stokes is very high. Here's a first down run. Gain of about six. Schmidtmeyer outside right tackle. No, it was Jack Heitbrink who angled through up and over the 45 to the 47. First and 10 for Minster. And Fort Loramie simply cannot allow Minster to eat up minutes and swing the field position in its way. Minster has produced one first down on this drive. We're down to 3.5 to go in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie trails Minster 27-14. Quarterback Niemeyer gives to Schmidtmeyer again. He wants to streak it wide around right end. The jet sweep is not there because of penetration by Fort Loramie, which subdues the play for a loss. Well, we've mentioned the name of Max Hoing several times tonight, Chuck. He has been an outstanding defender for Fort Loramie. Max is just a sophomore, middle linebacker. Will sub in at running back this season. 5'10", 190-pounder. Second down and about 12 for Minster at the Wildcats, 46. 13-point lead for Minster. Let's see if Niemeyer wants to throw. Uh-oh, the ball loose. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie might have caused a little bit of commotion with run blitz pressure being displayed up front. And Minster coughed it up, did fall on the football. And that will set up third down. And now about 15 to go for a first down. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Minster eating up clock on every possession. Under two to go in the third. Here comes a blitz again by Fort Loramie. Jacob Niemeyer, a long roll out to the left. Throws on the run. A strike to a receiver up and over the 50. An immediate tackle by Fort Loramie, leaving Minster 7 yards short of the first down marker. Austin Brown, who was a dynamite receiver last year for Hillsman, made the catch. He was cornered on the near sideline. So it's fourth and five for Minster. Trent Retkerman will take the long snap and punt it from the 40. Retkerman has got a touchdown catch in this game so far. Mark Sager at his 10. And the kick is right to him. Can he dodge the first man down from Minster? No. Good open field tackle by the Wildcats at the 20. Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own 20 with a minute six to go here in the third quarter. And wouldn't you say, Chuck, it's pretty important for Fort Loramie to get points at the end of this drive?
If they can go down here and score, they're within, and kick the extra point, they're within six.
Yes. Redskins can ill afford a three and out from their own 20. Down by 13, 27 to 14. Minster has given up ground grudgingly all night long. A lot of movement up front, and I think it's a pre-hike penalty against Fort Loramie, and that is the call. New line of scrimmage, the 15. So it's first and 15 for the Redskins with 65 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie on top by a 27-14 count.
Well, that was critical because now they've really kind of made it so throwing the football down in this area is kind of scary.
Yeah, I was going to use that word, S-C-A-R-Y. Especially so for a sophomore quarterback. Fort Loramie, though, may have no other choice. Two receivers left, two to the right. Colin Moore takes the snap at his 10. It's a flat pass to Carter Mesher at the 12. Ooh. He's got it. Slips one tackler and dives up ahead over the 20 to the 22 or 23.
He breaks that tackle right there, and he's still running. Nice safe play that time. It's like a long handoff.
Exactly. Sure was. So it's second down and 9, a pickup of 6. Half minute to go in the third quarter. New line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie is at its own 21-yard line. Inside handoff to Brandewey. He jitterbugs. He tries to dance outside tackle. Does so nicely. Spurts ahead from the 25 to the 29. A yard short of a first down. Well done by Brandewey. He made the most out of very little. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Third and 1 yard to go for Fort Loramie. Actually call it more like 4 feet. Here's Colin Moore to Brandewey again. Between left guard and tackle, he chugs for 3 and a first down. And that ends the third quarter. First and 10, Fort Loramie from its own 32. When we start the fourth, Minster's got the lead. Super opening night for the Wildcats so far. Minster up 27-14 on scores broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins earned a critical first down, ending the third quarter. We start the fourth. Fort Loramie behind to Minster 27-14. Wildcats passing game has been superb. Schmidtmeyer has been a load running the football. Minster's offensive line has been outstanding. Here's a jet sweep by Fort Loramie on first and 10 from the Redskins 33. There's a late marker down. The running play laterally across the field results in no gain, perhaps a clip against the Redskins upcoming. Block in the back could have been the call. That's what it is. Just got word, Chuck, from down in the Dayton area. We were being listened to loud and clear, coming through quite nicely. Several folks hearing us in Dayton. Thank you very much. And Fort Loramie's got to retreat. That's a tough break right there. Boy, you cannot afford offensive penalties, major ones, when you are in your own end of the field. Especially when you're trying to come back against a quality team like Minster. Here is a flat pass by Moore to Mesher. Mesher catches at about the 16. He zips up the near sideline, upended up over the 24, close to the 25. Redskins had faced a 25 yards to go situation before that play, which resulted in about a 5 or 6 yard gain. So it's second down and close to 20. Scoreboard reads second and 16. That can't be right, can it?
Second and 18.
Yeah, second down 18 to go. We'll split the difference between 16 and 20. Snap back to Colin Moore, rolled out to the right, pump fake. And it's an intermediate route and a nifty catch up over the 40-yard line. The receiver for Fort Loramie had a defender right on his hip side. He clutched the football, tucked it away, and it is good for a first down. Mason Kemper on the catch. Boy, that was a beautifully run route. Fine timing between Kemper and Colin Moore, who is really impressing us tonight. The sophomore has been splendid for Fort Loramie. Brandewee with a dive on first and 10. He's got three. Plenty of time to go. 10:35 remaining here in the fourth. Minster with the upper hand, 27-14. Colin Moore, Chuck, has shown us some arm strength.
Oh, yeah, I've been impressed. I mean, playing his first varsity game as a starter.
Does not look like a 10th grader. Not a sophomore performance at all. Here's the quarterback, Moore, again. He fires one into the right flat near the 50-yard line. Catch is good. A good spin move after the reception and a run down to the 47 of Minster. Close to first down yardage. It is first and 10 Fort Loramie at the Minster 47 with 10:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Trent Retkerman on the hit. First down Redskins, who at least at the moment have got the Minster defense on its heels. Colin Moore, Nick Brandewee, fakes left, goes right. He churns, 45, 42, 41, a plus 7. Second and 3, Fort Loramie. His knee touchdown at the 41.5, giving better than 6, not quite 7.
Well, former Fort Loramie coach Matt Burbacher has a 41-6 lead against Belmont down at, playing at Troy.
Here's a toss sweep to the right to Brandewee, and he high steps his way to the 40, and then he's belted hard right there. Shoved backward, sets up a 3rd and 3. At Belmont was pretty good last year, made the playoffs, got drubbed by Sydney in the postseason. Well, actually, that was a pretty close high-scoring game. I'm guessing Belmont had quite a few seniors. Troy taking advantage. What was the Chaminade pick with score?
21-0 is the last one I got, and that was at the half.
And here is a short pass in the left flat by Fort Loramie on 3rd down and 3. And Minster is all over it. The reception is there, but Mason Kemper is pulled to the turf right now. He might have picked up 1.5 yards. Retterman, Johnny on the spot for Minster. 4th down and 5 feet to go for a 1st down. Colin Moore up to the line of scrimmage. He keeps it. He took the snap right away, and I don't think he got it. Let's see where the ball is being spotted.
That's a heck of a spot for Fort Loramie.
Oh, wow.
Heck of a spot.
A favorable mark across the way from the official, and this could be a game-deciding measurement upcoming. If Fort Loramie did not make it, Minster gets possession with 8:33 left, owning a 2-touchdown lead, and there's the signal. Colin Moore is stopped.
I think that was a correct. They gave him probably about 1.5 yards more than he got.
Minster's defense right there, Chuck. The discipline, the quick count, the snappy hike back to Moore. He was up under center.
Up under center. That's one of those where if it works, that would be a heck of a call. And if it doesn't, people want to talk about it.
My point is, it did not catch Minster's defensive front by surprise. No. Minster thwarted that play right now. Moore needed 1.5 feet, or I should say 1.5 yards. He got about 1 yard, and that was all. And Minster takes over the football at its own 38, and it's going to be the Schmidtmeyer show much of the rest of this game. A gain of 2 right there. 2nd down, 8, Minster, which took over at its own 38. Line of scrimmage now at the 40. 8:17 left in the fourth. 27-14 Minster. Yeah, I think Fort Loramie hustled up to the line of scrimmage thinking it might
catch him
off guard, but it did not. That was a standout performance by Minster's defense on 4th down and between 1 yard and 2 to go. Snap back to Niemeyer, flag before the snap, penalty, Minster.
Yep, they had 2 people moving. They weren't allowed to have any, so that's 0-for-2.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before the weather change gets a firm grip on you and your driving. Big savings at M&A. On Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and Goodrich tires. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires, your one-stop auto repair shop. Free pickup and delivery as well at M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A in Fort Loramie. Phone 1-800-474-4123, 800-474-4123. 41-23. A negative running play for Schmidtmeyer, Chuck. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, Loramie's done a pretty good job defensively here in the second half.
Schmidtmeyer is stoned at the line of scrimmage. He lost one. 2nd down, 11, Minster. Wildcats taking, or I should say 3rd and 11, Minster. Wildcats utilizing all of the play clock between each down. Snap back to Niemeyer. There's a marker. Short pass. Good tackle. Fort Loramie. No gain. It was Kettner on a crossing rat. No, it was Cody Frericks. Yes, it was. Frericks caught it, but he was a marked man. Let's see who the flag is against. Werman has been in on a number of hits tonight for the Redskins. The officials talk it over in the Minster offensive backfield. Fort Loramie is going to decline it if it's on Minster. 5 yards Minster. Fort Loramie will say no, and that'll set up fourth and better than 10 to go for a first down. 6:47 remaining here in the game. 27-14, Minster in the lead over the Redskins. Say, if you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, you'd better knock on the door of Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Give your system the tune-up it needs. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which require medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing connections, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. 295-3243 on the web at tomjerrys.com. Well, it's been determined the last penalty against Minster was a dead ball foul. So you have to take that 5-yard penalty. There was no play.
Right.
And as a result, it is third down all over again for Minster. So that short pass play, which resulted in no gain, the immediate hit by Fort Loramie, was wiped out. The play was nullified. Pre-snap penalty on Minster. Took the officials two commercials to sort that out.
It's early, but I think it's been a pretty well officiated game.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it sure has. Niemeyer to throw on 3rd and 16. Crossing pattern. Oh, it's beautifully done. Great route by the receiver who got his body in front of the cornerback of Fort Loramie. It was Trent Retkerman who snared it on the dead run up at the 45. And then he strided for 5 more yards and a first down. And that's a pass play by Minster Chuck, which is a backbreaker.
Well, both teams, when they look at film on Saturday, are going to find a lot of things they need to correct. But there are both teams are going to see some things that they are going to really like.
Uh-huh. And on that third down pass play, despite some pressure from Fort Loramie, Minster blocked it extremely well, gave the quarterback Niemeyer time, fairly lengthy route over the middle run by Retkerman, and he caught it in open space. And then he produced yards after a catch. Here's a screen, left flat by Minster. It's good for 15 more. Late marker thrown. I tell you what, Bainline has caught only a few tonight. Each one has produced.
Yeah.
He's got a touchdown pass on a goal-to-go situation from the 2. He's got a big first-down reception here.
He had about a 45-yarder called back because of a penalty.
Yep. Well, let's see what results. All of a sudden, a rash of penalties. We've got a dead ball foul at the end of the pass completion and run against Minster.
I think they called it illegal downfield.
Oh.
That's awfully late to be making that call.
Yeah, I saw the referee come running in.
From this side.
Yes, extremely tardy. Now the referees huddle up once more. It was a very smoothly worked first half of the men in stripes. Not quite as much here in the second half. And our scoreboard clock is halted at 6:07. Has it been a lengthy final two quarters, or is it my imagination?
No, it's taken a while.
Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie is your place to go for great selection and magnificent customer pricing and financing too. Super deals at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. when Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Well, the resolution to the last 2 minutes of discussion by the referees is a first and 10 for Minster.
No penalty.
No penalty. It was, what, declined or waved off?
It had to have been waved off because Fort Loramie wasn't going to decline that.
All right. And the new line of scrimmage is the 38 of Fort Loramie with 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. And Minster leading 27-14. And the handoff by Niemeyer is stuck right in the tummy of Schmidtmeyer, who goes up the back of a few offensive linemen. He is stalemated at the line of scrimmage. The push forward, though, does manufacture about 2 yards. Second down and 8 for Minster as we approach the 5-minute mark here in the fourth. 13-point lead, Minster. And the Wildcats have done a job of efficiency here in the second half, milking the clock between each down. Nicely done by Minster. Snap back to Niemeyer. Fake handoff. Niemeyer read it well, kept it, tucked it away, zipped around right end, and he's pushed down at the 31 or 30 of Fort Loramie. It's going to be third down for Minster and about 2.5 to go for a first down. Timeout situation, Fort Loramie 3 left, Minster 2. Fort Loramie needs a turnover, a takeaway right now. Last time I said that, Chuck, it happened.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to see a pass here. Unless they run that little dump that they've been running before.
To the line of scrimmage, here comes Minster. We got a guard pulling. Penalty, though, before the snap from center.
Yeah, he pulled a, they called a timeout.
Oh.
I thought he did. He did move too soon.
He did. I thought so as well. All the way down to 4:13 to go in the fourth. 27-14 Minster over Fort Loramie. Opening night of high school football here on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for added savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Just over 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Schmidtmeyer again. Look at him burst. He's got an opening. He slivers through, and he'll take it to the house. Schmidtmeyer all the way to the end zone. A 31-yard dash right up the gut. What a night for the workhorse Schmidtmeyer for Minster.
That's going to be a tough pick for Clancy's on Minster's side.
Yeah, I would say so. Extra point try upcoming, and that seals the deal and puts this game away. Minster has looked at times like an October football team here in August. Extra point try by Falk, up and away. Plenty high enough and long enough. It is right in the center. Just over 4 minutes left in this game. Minster on top of 3 touchdowns. 34-14. on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer pricing and financing deals. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
Redskins to receive the kickoff here from Minster. And the boot is angled out of bounds in the vicinity of the 15-yard line. Minster tried to use the sideline as a defender and hem in Brandewee on the near boundary, but the angled kickoff hopped out of bounds, and Fort Loramie will take the football. I think it's the 35-yard line. Isn't that the rule?
Their choice is to take it where it goes out of bounds, which would be silly. Pick it on the 35 or make them re-kick from 5 yards back.
4:06 left here in the fourth quarter of this game. An opportunity for us during this timeout, or I should say the re-kick, is what has developed. You're so right, Chuck. That was one of the options. And the Redskins are going to try and use the kickoff return as an offensive play right here.
Yeah, there's no reason not to make them kick it again.
The Jewelry Barn in Rushi was established in 2011. Great gift ideas at the Jewelry Barn, which will make them come true for you. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about her store in Rushi right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557. Qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. That's the Jewelry Barn. Come in, check us out. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi. Phone 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Ohio. It's the gem of Rushi. Kickoff return by Fort Loramie, back out across the 30 to the 33. Redskins might have been better off taking the ball at the 35.
Well, they had a chance to score. I mean,
right.
And then he lost 2 yards.
Here is Colin Moore, a crossing pattern deep downfield over the 50 near the 40-yard line. It is busted up on the play by Minster. Good coverage.
He had hit 6 straight passes for that miss, and that could have been caught. Would have been a good catch by Mesher, but still could have been caught.
Heck of a strong throw over the middle against the wind by Colin Moore, who's displayed a rock-solid arm. The sophomore's got a very bright future as the signal caller for Fort Loramie. And here he dances out of trouble. He broke contain, faked left, went right, got back upfield for 5 yards, avoiding a loss. It'll be third down and about 5 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter and Minster leading 34-14. Convincing win by the Wildcats over the Redskins here tonight. Colin Moore, flat pass. I think this is Mesher again. He skips near sideline into the Fort Loramie bench. He's toppled right there. First and 10 Redskins, clock stoppage, line of scrimmage, the 47. As Carter Mesher needs to stay healthy, Chuck, he is a key for Fort Loramie out in open space.
Oh, they
on offense all year long. He's got,
absolutely need him.
He's got to be a playmaker.
Yes.
Colin Moore, deep drop, 10 yards behind the line. Brandwee catches behind the line, angles left, right, then jukes back to the left, spilled right smack dab in the middle of the field between the F and L on the 50. It is second down and six for the Redskins with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and Minster leading 34-14. Lengthy drop, but Moore. Middle of the field, underneath the zone coverage, reception made, 36-yard line of Minster.
That is the 30th pass that Fort Laramie has thrown in the game.
And who would have thought?
They think that was not their game plan, I promise you.
No, that wasn't the game plan. Still, though, yes, I understand the score is 34-14, but I never would have dreamed that Fort Laramie would throw in excess of 30 passes opening night 2018.
Well, they threw the ball 16 times in the first half. It was still a game.
There you go. Colin Moore rifles right sideline. And yes, it's caught. Good inbounds reception by Ben Barhorst. Then he's dumped out of play at the 25. What a streak here by Colin Moore. What's that, about 9 for 10? He's red hot in the third and fourth quarters.
Ten of 11.
2:36 left here in the fourth. Moore to throw again, and it is in the receiver's hands and out. Play would have netted about 5. So it's going to be second down and 10 for Fort Laramie at the Minster 24-yard line with 2:38 left in this game. Update on scores, Chuck?
Well, let's see. CJ is leading Piqua 42-15 in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery leading Lehman 17-6. St. Mary's beat Sydney 35-7. And the last score I have for Fenwick and Anna was Fenwick 28-13.
Anna hosts Brookville next Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com. On Thursday night, here on Scores Broadcast, it's Bellefontaine at Sydney. That's a Spectrum Sports TV game. We'll have it online on scoresbroadcast.com. Our first look at Sydney, post Andre Gordon. Another forward pass by Colin Moore of Fort Laramie, complete to the 12-yard line and a first down. Moore again to throw. Coming back from the 5 to the 10 to catch it is the receiver. It's Mesher. And then he's thrushed out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. Actually, it was Ben Barhorst who made the reception. Play gain very little. It'll be second down and, 8 to go for a first down just inside the Minster 12. Two receivers right, two to the left for Moore. Deep drop, 21-yard line. There's a mix of players, a crowd at the 5. Don't think the ball is caught. Nope, it's on the ground, incomplete. Good coverage by Minster. Colin Moore pushing 40 throws in this game.
Yeah, that's not exactly their game plan, but kind of forced into it here in the fourth quarter for sure.
Multiple choice question before the game. Will Fort Laramie throw 10, 15, 20, or 25 times tonight?
Well, I'd say 40.
Here's a pass in the right flat. Oh, nicely done by Fort Laramie. Attempted deflection by Minster. Missed. Ball caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 14 and then run down inside the 5. Very close to the goal line. It may have been enough to generate a first down.
First and goal.
First and goal, Redskins, 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Moore takes the snap, pumps, looks, corner of the end zone, incomplete. Minute 57 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second down, goal to go for Fort Laramie. to some degree, this game reminds me of the playoff game last year when Minster built a big lead.
Oh, yeah.
And Fort Loramie scored points late, which were academic. Here is the snap back to Colin Moore. Was that Moore keeping it, Chuck?
Yes.
He tried to skirt the left end, didn't get it done. He was collared, pushed down at the 1 and 1.5 yard line is where it's spotted. Third down for the Redskins. Offensive lineman showing some widespread gaps up front. Brandon, we took the deep handoff from Colin Moore, surged to the line of scrimmage, subdued just inside the 1. Goal to go, Fort Loramie, with 1:16 to go in the fourth quarter, and Minster leading 34-14. Two receivers to the left. Snap back to Colin Moore. He burrows and does not make it. He stalled right at the half-yard line.
Wow.
And Minster takes over. 1:03 left. And barring a mistake here by Minster, the final score in this game is going to be 34-14. Fort Loramie racked up quite a few yards tonight, Chuck. More than you would think for 14 points. But Minster's gotten stingy defensively when it's had to be. At the end of this drive, for example. But Colin Moore, the quarterback for Fort Loramie, just a sophomore, came of age very quickly in this game this evening. I like him. I think Fort Loramie is going to be a real handful in the Cross County Conference, Chuck. A league which doesn't throw the football around very much. It's not a prolific passing league. Excuse me. Certainly not a sophisticated passing league. A running play by Minster from its own 1. Good enough for 10 or 11 yards. Out to the 12 with 50 seconds left in this game. Another fine tackle by Devin Worman. He's made many tonight. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, we salute them this evening. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Here's the snap back to Niemeyer for Minster. He touches it down. And that is going to do it. Both teams head to the locker rooms prematurely. Still 20 seconds on the clock. Handshake among the coaches at midfield. Spencer Wells greets Garen Stokes, the mentor of the Minster program, as the Wildcats turn back the Redskins 34-14 on opening night for high school football on scoresbroadcast.com in 2018. This was our 150th high school football game on scoresbroadcast.com since we started in August of 2007. And we've covered Fort Loramie Minster ever since 2008. And Minster has now won 7 in succession over Fort Loramie, winning tonight comfortably by a 34-14 count.
334 total yards for Minster, 313 for Fort Loramie. He was 23 of 37 for 190 yards in the game. That's pretty impressive for a sophomore in his first start.
Yes.
10 of 13 for Minster for 128, also very impressive.
And the Redskins are beaten by the Wildcats 34-14. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, it's Brookville at Anna. That's a 7:30 kickoff, I believe, 7:05 webcast time. I believe Anna's home games in the MAC, outside the MAC,
I think they are, yeah,
are at 7:30 consistently across the board all season long. Fort Loramie, meanwhile, travels to Madeira to face the Mustangs, first ever meeting between Fort Loramie and Madeira. Madeira a pickup in place of Greenan, which didn't complete its two-game plan schedule with Fort Loramie. The next year in week two, Fort Loramie begins a two-year series with St. Henry. The next week, Fort Loramie is at Madeira. Meanwhile, the Minster Wildcats play host to Covington next week. Covington is Fort Loramie's week four opponent. Last year, Minster downed Covington by a 28-0 count. That's the team that Minster hosts next week in game number two. Minster, as Chuck noted in the pregame, is going to be a potent club by the end of the season. Already tonight here in late August, it looked like early October form for Minster, Chuck. Good line blocking up front, fine protection for Niemeyer. And as you so accurately stated, Minster ahead of the game in terms of knowing its schemes.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. It was obvious tonight. But I was impressed with Loramie. I mean, they threw the ball short. It was more of a possession type thing.
Yep.
Threw it downfield when they had to. I was impressed with Fort Loramie tonight. They're going to win definitely going to win some football games.
Oh, yeah, and it's the type of offense that the Cross County Conference will have difficulty slowing down.
Yeah.
No question about that.
Right.
Any late updates on scores before we go to our stars of the game?
Sydney, the last report I got, Sydney lost 35-7, and Fort Recovery, I haven't had a Fort Recovery score in a while. Fenwick leads Anna 42-27 in the fourth quarter. So I'll tell you what, we knew Fenwick was going to be a good football team. We kind of thought maybe it would be a lot more lopsided than that. Anna putting some points on the board.
That speaks well for the Rockets.
We'll get to see him next week. I'm excited.
Uh-huh. Our stars of the game, Chuck.
Well, if we go with Minster, I'm going to go with Alex Schmidtmeyer, and I'm going to go with I've lost him. The quarterback.
Niemeyer,
okay. So Niemeyer and Schmidtmeyer, because I like the last name Meyer. And then on Fort Loramie side, Colin Moore and Carter Mesher.
Good picks. Very good picks. Clancy's brings you our star of the game. Tonight, stars of the game for both teams. Well-played football game. A lot of passing. A lengthy contest. We enjoyed it. Hope you did, too. Chuck has just listed our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's. Wapak Avenue in Cincy. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Sydney, yeah. Cincinnati would be a heck of a drive. We'll get a cheeseburger.
Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And thank you once again tonight to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Arushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Arushi. It will make your ideas come to life. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Butkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Drop in, say hi to Carl Arnes at Brookins. Tell him you heard about his restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around at Brookins 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And don't forget that pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Again, we highlight LaCal in Jackson Center, which has been on the web with us since our start on scoresbroadcast.com since 2007. Couldn't have gotten launched without LaCal Equipment. Chuck enjoyed it. Comfortable night for high school football to kick off the season here in 2018. Couldn't have asked for better weather. In fact, well after dusk, it was long sleeve weather.
Yeah, well, I wasn't smart enough to bring long sleeves. I had to shut the windows starting the fourth quarter. But, no, it's been a perfect night. Good start to the season, truly, for both teams. I mean, obviously, Minster's 1-0. They're the happier of the two teams. But Loramie saw some good stuff, and they're only going to build on this.
No doubt about it. Fine performance by the sophomore quarterback, Colin Moore of Fort Loramie, and the junior, Niemeyer for Minster, was stellar as well. Two underclassmen manning the quarterback post for these two teams, and they were splendid tonight. Jobs well done. And some great receptions by Minster.
Yeah.
The first two scores, Frericks and Retkerman, two leaping touchdown catches and runs after catches, got Minster off on the right foot. And
well, they've got three huge receivers.
Yes.
When you add Bainline in there, too.
Yeah, true.
And Brown, I mean, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's 6'3".
So they just have all kinds of weapons to throw the ball to.
Yeah, Minster got the early lead, sprinted out to a 20-0 advantage, and the Wildcats were never headed here tonight. Next week, kickoff 7:30, webcast time 7:05, Brookville at Anna. For Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Final score once again, Minster 34, Fort Loramie 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.